is tonight the final football game of 2021 for the Glenwood Demons? Maybe, maybe not. One thing we know for sure, for a special class of talented seniors, it's their last time playing this great game on the historic turf of Stuebler Memorial Field. 13 players hope to go out with a win over the Battle Mountain Huskies. High school football is next on KMTS. And good Friday evening from Stuebler Memorial Field. As we prepare for a big showdown tonight between the Glenwood Demons and the Battle Mountain Huskies, the home finale for the Glenwood Demons. And as you can
hear
the public address announcer Mike Wild introducing all the seniors and their parents, aunts and uncles, all family members on hand for senior night. It's always bittersweet as a coach. I went through this every year, you know, as an assistant coach. You got to say goodbye to some, you know, a special group of kids that hung with the program all 4 years, and it's hard to say goodbye. It's like one last game, and you kick them out of the nest, you know?
Yeah, especially the ones that have been around, you know, from the beginning. When you get a chance to see them, there's a huge difference between a freshman and a senior, and to see them develop, grow into their bodies that, you know, are suddenly, you know, capable of doing things they couldn't dream of and that kind of thing, and you watch them progress through that whole thing, you create a special bond with them, and it's hard to see them go. And you know, especially, you know, you want every kid's final season to be a great one, and that sort of thing. So, you know, sometimes it's even a little more bittersweet when, you know, maybe it's not the best season. Maybe you're not going into the playoffs or that kind of thing. So, you know, but it's cool. I think it's cool. We had senior night when I was playing, but we didn't. You know, the fact that they're writing, you know, thank yous and that kind of thing. You know, a couple of them are, you know, good little wordsmiths and future writers. You know, Spencer there for, you know, was pretty good. So that's kind of cool.
Sawyer McKinney with they're all heartfelt and thanking their parents for, you know, thanks for getting me up early to get to weightlifting and, you know, off-season workouts, and then picking me up at night after practice when the sun goes down. And, you know, parents put in there's a lot of sacrifice made. But all the parents that do make those sacrifices, here they are in the stands cheering on their kids. We got our gallery right below us here in the booth that we've enjoyed since spring. You and I both coached, so we know, you'll hear from Coach Engel when I bring up senior night. He says, okay, you're going to make me get emotional here. You really do create a bond.
But there's no crying in football.
No. Want to bet? you welcome him in, you're like, just a freshman. This little tadpole, he may have some potential. And, of course, you see Mason Markovich, he's already a grown man. But generally, they're just little kids, eyes wide open. They just come out of middle school into high school, and then they develop and progress into young men, and it's really fun to watch.
Well, and you develop, it's not only a coach-player relationship. I mean, they become your friends. I mean, you watch them go through girlfriends and have struggles in classes, and, you know, you're helping them through this and that. And sometimes, you know, I've even had a couple times where they, you know, you get some of these kids that come through that don't have a real active father figure and that kind of thing. And you may be the only positive male role model they have. And so that creates a very strong bond that it's hard to say goodbye to. Now, you know, you're going to see them again. They're going to come back for a homecoming or something later on and that kind of thing.
And the reward as a coach is to hear kids who've gone on to college and gone on to have wives and kids to come back and say, thanks, coach. They still call you coach.
Right.
That's the greatest reward.
Yep.
But, senior night, 13 seniors. We'll mention these guys' names all night long. Evan Heil, Rainier Forback, who's unfortunately on crutches tonight. Ethan Fergan, Blake Nieslanik. Boy, the things he's done on this football field. Sawyer McKinney, Ray Rosenmerkel, of course. William Marshall, Sam Spence, Stefan Robluski, Alex Contreras. Teddy Huttenhauer is back. He'll be playing tonight. Bennett Walter and William Roark. So, we got a game to play. And as I mentioned in the open, that there's a slim chance. So you're telling me there's a chance. There is a chance.
So you're telling me there's
That's
a chance.
That's right. Yeah. Dumb and dumber. A lot has to happen. The stars have to be aligned and so forth. But Glenwood in the RPI currently 19th. TJ just ahead of them. Then Summit at 17. George Washington at that coveted 16th spot. And GW already won. They beat they won last night 42-21. So they're pretty well set. So a lot has to happen. You know, if Evergreen maybe gets upset by Conifer, there might create some changes.
We were talking earlier, not only is it a must-win for Glenwood, but it's a must-win with must-get-some-help.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be a few losses and that kind of thing.
The thing that really hurt Glenwood is that 42-0 loss to Summit.
Yeah.
Where they just tanked it.
Yeah.
And that's a bad look. And then Steamboat right below Glenwood at number 20. And Glenwood barely lost to Steamboat. So, if it doesn't happen... Yeah, you know, the thing is, you just go out and I hate to quote Al Davis, but just win, baby.
Yeah.
that's what they got. They just got to take care of business tonight.
Well, even if they win and they don't get in and they don't get the help they need, you know, you want to end your season on a win.
Yeah.
You know, when you're packing up your pads and you're turning in your gear and that sort of thing, you want to know that you went out. And this would also put them with a winning season, right? Because it would
they'd be 5-5, finish at 5-5.
Okay, so at least even.
Yeah.
So you know, and a lot of that is just the pride going into the next year and that kind of thing. It's easier to recruit and get more people to come out next year and that kind of thing. This is a very important game for the not only for the kids, the seniors that are leaving, but also those that are going to be coming back next season as well.
Yep. Let's hear from Coach Pat Engel. Well, Coach, here we are. It could be the last game of the season, but I guess there's a glimmer of hope that you might sneak in. But if not, the focus is let's go out and win.
Yeah, the focus has got to be always to win. You know, obviously we've got to win first before we even think about an 11th game.
No, I mean, you look back and you can't have regrets, but if this hadn't happened, if the Harrison game, where Blake gets hurt, I mean, you could drive yourself crazy thinking about all the what ifs. All in all, I think the team has rallied, gotten through some bumps and some valleys, and starting to play together.
one of our coaches talked to the kids this week, and I'm just going to steal from him. There's no victims out here. There's none. You know, I think so many times in society we just look to blame someone. We look to feel so sorry for ourselves. There's no victims. Number 15, that's Blake. He didn't look at me and say, why did this happen to me? Not one time. And that's kind of been our theme here as we've moved through the week. There are no victims. And we just got to play. And if there's one thing that I hope that the kids learn is just to never have a victim mentality. Ever. Ever.
Blake epitomized that. I saw times where he's rallying the team when he's wearing a brace and in civvies. He's got the team around him, getting them jacked up. That's Blake.
Yeah, I would say the best football player I've ever coached in 30 years. And I don't mean, I've had some kids play in the NFL, but Blake is the epitome of a football player. He's a leader. He's a person of high character. Obviously, he's a great football player. He's the best.
And you've got some special seniors tonight. It's always tough to say goodbye to the seniors. This could be more than likely their last time playing on this field.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to choke me up here a little bit, Ron, but I don't want to see Ray Rosenmerkel leave this field. He's pretty much left everything out here, four nights already. He's going to do it again tonight. We have 13 total seniors, and they're all just amazing young men. And I don't want to see any of them go. These kids were the kids that came in with me.
Yeah, when I was coaching, you never get over senior night, having to say goodbye to the kids because you realize how special they are.
Yeah, absolutely. These kids have been through thick and thin. They've come in. They've embraced a ton. They've learned how to lift weights. As one of the coaches from Battle Mountain said, your kids have butts now. And, they squat. We lift a lot of weight. We do the things that I think you need to do to be a successful football program. And it all sits literally on the shoulders of the seniors with everything that they've done.
Sentimentality aside, you got Battle Mountain, the team you once coached. What do they present tonight?
Honestly, they're going to be almost a mirror image of us. It's going to be a very boring football game if you want to see the ball thrown a lot by either team. They run the double wing. Their wrinkle is that they run it out of the shotgun. But you'll see two teams trying to run a power football game. Should be just a fun night of football. Probably a quick game because the clock probably won't stop.
Defensively, what do you expect to see from the guys?
Every team right now has given us a variety of a 6-2 look. It seems like that's what we're seeing mostly right now. I'd anticipate we'll see a 6-2. You know, to line up against our formation, it's just you have to change your defense a little bit. So most teams will do that. You know, that's where, you know, we should be able to take advantage of some flats, things like that. And obviously we won't just stay in our big formation. Joaquin did throw for almost 250 yards last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You say goodbye to 13 seniors, but boy, you got some great kids coming back in the future.
Yeah, you know, I'm so excited for the future of this program. A lot of great juniors, a lot of great sophomores. And the thing that's really cool is that we had about 30 freshmen out. And that team didn't have as much success as I would have hoped they would. But at the same time, they played six different kids at quarterback. Six. So they took their lumps, but I have a feeling that group, we're gonna talk about them in a few years about how talented they really are.
2021 has been a crazy year. I mean, a few months ago, you're on the cusp of going to the state championship, and then you come back a couple months later and play a weird, unpredictable fall season.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's definitely been different. You know, I could probably, you know, it. I'll just say it. You know, for me, this season started off with a stroke. There was a death, and then there was the ICU. And even for me personally, before the very first game, a family member had a stroke. I lost a person to COVID, and I had two grandkids in the ICU for about a week here. And I'm just kind of like, I just got back from Denver last night.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's just been a crazy year. But guess what? There are no stinking victims, and we can't feel sorry for ourselves.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Pat Engel, the Glenwood Demons, and we both got a chuckle out of.
I love two quotes in that interview. Number one, I love the idea that there are no victims.
Yeah.
You know, I think we need more of that in our society in general.
Thank you.
I think we have way too many people that are just trying to figure out, you know, who's hurt them and who's to blame and that kind of thing.
Yep.
But the other one that's a competition for the quote of the interview was they've got butts now. That's funny. Yeah. I remember when I was playing when we were the defensive linemen and our coach called us the jug butts, and I'll just say, yeah, I'll wear that badge with pride.
Right.
I squat a lot of weight. There, yeah. That must be why they called me that.
Yep.
That's funny.
Well, the colors are being presented by the junior ROTCs. Just love this tradition at Glenwood Springs High School. We've got some students. A quintet,
including
sing the national anthem.
Looks like including McKinney.
Sawyer McKinney.
Yeah.
Battle Mountain and Glenwood. And I didn't see who won the toss. Senior night here at Stuber Memorial Field. The only thing missing tonight is the big red G on the 50. Oh, well. Little extra artwork. Great tradition here at Glenwood. American flag and the Colorado flag. Let's listen in.
And bright stars through the perils.
Quintet of students,
nicely done.
Sawyer McKinney and choir director Shanti Gruber joined them. I believe that was Shanti. Yeah, great job. That certainly got the crowd fired up. Thanks to the Junior ROTC for presenting the colors as we get ready for some Friday Night Lights. November 5th, the final regular season game. And I'm just happy for the seniors, especially for Blake Nieslanek, whose season was pretty much lost after that Harrison game, in the middle of that game.
Well, especially when we found out that he was going to have surgery and that sort of thing. I mean, it's not very often you have to have knee surgery and get to come back in the same season.
Yeah.
So this is his third game back?
Yeah. Yep. Because he played appeared against Steamboat. Right?
Eagle Valley.
Eagle Valley, that's right.
And then last week.
And Glenwood really played an admirable game against a very tough team, the Palisade Bulldogs.
So it looks like Battle Mountain, we didn't see who won the toss, but Battle Mountain is definitely going to get the ball first.
So Glenwood, Ray Rosenmerkel, who was kicking field goals of about 40 yards, so.
Willis Hersley kicking off, defending the south goal. Now now receiving defending the north goal, number nine.
Number nine for Battle Mountain. Deep to receive the kick. Turner Ringler.
Rain Rosenberger will keep the ball in them.
Yeah, he's not really deep.
No,
he's at the 33.
The 23. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the 23.
Yeah. Now he's backing up.
Okay, I was
going to
say,
bit.
Does he not think that Rosenberger can put it almost to the end zone?
Not on the fly, but he can give it a boot, and the ball does tricky things. Well, now they're backing up. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, they were almost lined up. They were almost looked like they were lined up in Hand's team, like they thought that
for an onside kick.
Glenwood was going to kick an onside.
So here we go. Regular season finale. Ray Rosenmerkel, one of the 13 seniors, clapping his hands. He's fired up, and ready to go. Here we go. Team's ready. There's the whistle. Here's the kick.
Rosenmerkel with the kick.
Low. Taken at the 10 by Ringler. Goes right, now cuts it up the middle. Gets across the 25 and to the 26-yard line where the Huskies will start things off. Well, my first football broadcast officially was the late fall of 1985. Battle Mountain. At the old Battle Mountain High School in the Eagle Vale. And I was three months removed from Southern California, the beaches of sunny Southern California, where it's 72 year-round. I was not prepared.
You had not grown your Colorado hide yet.
Shotgun formation, double wing. Coach was right, just like Glenwood's formation. Sweep right side. Now the ball carrier takes it up the middle. Pretty good gain for number 22, Kai Ogawa. Elijah Morales is the designated quarterback. They don't throw much, the Huskies, under Jim Shepler, the head coach. Morales, I remember him, great baseball player. He could stroke it. Second down and 8. Little misdirection play. And a nice carry there by Tanner Roberts. Roberts broke the first tackle, finally brought down. Picks up about 5 or 6.
Yeah, it's interesting there. They've got a fullback that's, I mean, he's so close to the, their up back is so close to the line. It's almost like there's no space at all.
That was good for a first down. First and 10 Huskies. This time, Morales under center. Full house backfield. And off left side. Now the ball carrier takes it up the middle, dropped it after he was down.
Again, the ball carrier.
That's number 22 again, Kai Ogawa, 5'7", junior.
4 yards on the play after the 40-yard line.
It's the same.
Up on his way through the line.
The formation is similar, but a little bit different backfield action. A lot of more moving parts, it would appear. Again, three in the backfield. Almost
Like a power eye stack.
Morales will hand it off and then kind of belly around the left.
Yeah, so we can look forward to a fake handoff and a belly pitch later. They're setting that up.
Kodiak Kellogg on the tackle. Battle Mountain so far efficiently marching the ball down the field. That was Roberts on the carry.
You read my mind. I was about to ask.
Third down and three for the Huskies. Ball at the 43-yard line. Direct snap. Hand off to Roberts. And this time he's stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. You know, the tackle was like Huttenhauer. As well as Kodiak Kellogg. Fourth down and two for the Huskies. They get him a yard gain. Ball at the 44 of Battle Mountain. No score. Game just underway. Fourth down and two for the Huskies. Shotgun formation. Double wing.
Oh, that was a false start.
Yeah. Keeper by Morales. Morales across the 50 to the 45. Morales brought down after he gets into Glenwood territory. Blake Nieslanik made the tackle after a big gain by Elijah Morales. Did a little, a quick fake. Yeah, there were two guys in motion.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious from here. I'm surprised they didn't throw a flag on that.
So 14, yep, for Elijah Morales, number 21. Morales, again, an outstanding athlete, great baseball player. He could really hit the ball. Good fielder, too. He's under center this time. Power eye. Handoff to number 22, Kai Ogawa. Didn't get much there. It wasn't a clean exchange to Ogawa. Didn't get it in the gut.
And
Teddy Huttenhauer in on the tackle. Teddy had to miss last week because of sickness. Wasn't COVID, but it was the flu. I know he had missed that Palisade game.
Yeah, that's an interesting. It's an interesting I formation. They've got a down fullback in a 3-point stance, 1 yard behind. I mean, they're very tight. And then we got two guys standing behind.
There it is again.
Yep.
That power I.
Hardly any room to move.
Hand off up the middle. And Cole Sherrick on the tackle of Orlando Castillo, 5'8". His weight listed as 0 pounds. Gain of a yard, third down and eight for the Huskies at the 40 of Glenwood. No score, 7:50 to go, first quarter.
I'm just surprised by that formation because you would think that the feet got to get tangled up. I mean, quarterback does not have any room at all to back up.
Again, power eye, tight formation. Morales back to throw on third and long. Heaves one up there. He's got a man open. Cut by Keller Woodworth. They don't throw much, but when they do, it's effective. Carries the pass complete, and after the pitch and catch, he's up at the 14-yard line of the Demons. Wow.
Got an 18-yard pickup on that play inside the 15-yard line. For the 14, first down, 10 Huskies.
On the 14 of Glenwood, first and 10 Huskies. Morales with a good arm. Power eye again. Hand off up the middle. Sawyer McKinney on the tackle along with Cole Sherrick.
Huskies move the ball forward about 2 yards, tackled by the entire right side, left side of the
defense. That was Woodworth on the carry.
Led by Kellogg.
7 minutes to go in this opening drive for the Battle Mountain Huskies, moving right down the field. 2 yard gain, second down and eight at the 12 of Glenwood. Shotgun formation, double wing. Morales takes the snap. Hands it off, sweep left side to Tanner Roberts. Roberts looking for some room, tries to cut it up, now takes it to the sideline. He's driven out of bounds. as he gets across the 10, down to the 6-yard line.
By the Demons.
So, yeah, it looks like the passing game is all being set up by all this run, 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 and then you get play action and everybody sucks up on it. I think that's why Woodworth was so open on that pass.
Third down and three for the Huskies. Shotgun again, double wing. And off right side, up the middle. And that is a Battle Mountain touchdown. Getting across the goal line, Orlando Castillo.
Number 10 of the Huskies.
From the 7-yard line.
Touchdown,
Battle Mountain. At the 6:30 mark. All runs and one pass. Place kicker is Tanner Roberts. Morales is the holder. High snap. Placement kick is up. It's blocked. And I think Sherrick got a hand. Yes, it was. Cole Sherrick. He got in there and got the block. So it's 6:30 to go in the first quarter. It's Battle Mountain 6. Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. Stuber Memorial Field, the Battle Mountain Huskies in their opening drive. 12 plays, 74 yards, 5 minutes, 30 seconds. And Orlando Castillo punches it in from 7 yards out. 11 of those plays all were runs, one pass play for about 20 yards. And the PAT was blocked by Glenwood. As Cole Sherrick got a hand on it. So now it's Glenwood's turn to get the ball. Here's the kick. Onside kick takes a tricky hop and recovered
by number 22,
William Marshall, yeah. One of the 13 seniors tonight. That was a heads-up play. That was a good onside kick. Took a weird bounce at the 50 and then...
Yeah, almost popped over him.
Sure, and Marshall had to kind of scoot along on his knees to scoop it up. So it'll be Glenwood ball at their own 45-yard line, trailing 6-0. Joaquin Sandoval at quarterback, talented sophomore. It's the Demons in their double wing, double tight formation. Here we go. Pitch play to Blake Nieslanek. Blake looking for some room. Little tiptoeing around. Cuts it up, gets across the... Did he get across midfield? Got right to the 50-yard line. So gain of 5, second down and 5. Blake just kind of sidestepping, waiting for a seam, and then found a little daylight and picks up 5 yards.
Well, he was running patient. He had Markovic in front of him. It gave him a good block and just waiting for that opening, and then he cuts to the outside. So
a few weeks ago, they moved Mason Markovic to, he still plays defense, but to fullback, and I think he likes it. He's in a 4-point stance, double wing, double tight. Rosenmerkel gets the pitch this time. Left side has a blocker in front of him, including Sandoval. Gets across the 50 and to the 44-yard line of Battle Mountain for a first down for Glenwood. And Ray Rosenmerkel on his last game here at Stuebler Memorial Field is fired up.
6-yard pickup, good enough for a game in first down. First and 10 from the 44.
You know, he may be one of the smallest guys out there, but he doesn't do anything small.
Oh, he plays with so much heart.
He does.
Double wing, double tight. Markovic out now. First and 10, Demons. Nieslanek in motion. Handoff up the middle.
It's to Aragon.
It's to Aragon, who's welcome back, Marcus.
I was going to say, we didn't see Aragon at all last week.
Marcus, not as big as Markovic, but... plays tough.
Yeah, he runs hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he's usually dragging a couple guys with him and keeps those legs churning.
Gain of 3 to the 41, second down and 7. Double wing, double tight again. Sandoval sends Nieslanek in motion. Blake gets the pitch, looking for a hole. He's got it. Blake Nieslanek up the sideline. Blake taking off. He's to the 20, down to the 15, and forced out of bounds near the 10. Blake Nieslanek with that burst of speed as soon as he finds some daylight.
finally driven out of bounds.
Well, and it's such a such an odd thing to say, but I mean that play was broken loose because of the block by the quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean he pitches that ball, he turns to his right, and he goes and he. It was a kickout block that allowed Blake to come back to the inside. So they're down to the 16.
Yes, 16-yard line. First and 10, Demons, 6-0 Battle Mountain, 4:34 to go, first quarter. Shotgun formation this time. Sandoval flanked by two backs. Hands it off to Blake. Blake puts his shoulders down, gets across the 15 down to...
Nice landing to get the ball carrier, 5 yards pick up on
the
play.
12.
Chased down by number 54, T.J. Nixon.
Yep, they'll mark it at the 12.
So, yeah, that was a 25-yard run by Blake.
Second and 5 from Demons.
On the previous play.
11-yard line.
Gain of 5, second and 5. Demons looking to answer that score, maybe take the lead with an extra point. Aragon, the fullback, double wing, double tight. Sandoval looks over the D. Rosa Merkel in motion. Hand off to Aragon. Went right, then cut back left.
Marcus Aragon, the ball carrier.
It's across the 10 to the 9-yard line. That'll bring up third down.
Number 33 of the Huskies.
And that's what you want from a fullback or an upback. You know, he's getting 3 yards a carry, but he's almost guaranteed 3 yards every time.
Gant Sanders on the tackle for the Huskies. Third down and 3 for Glenwood at the 9-yard line. Sandoval under center. Rosa Merkel in motion. Ray gets the pitch. Ray looking for blockers, nowhere to go, and he's brought down for a loss. Boy, the blocking just broke down. A good pursuit by the Battle Mountain Huskies.
Behind the line of scrimmage for about a 3-yard loss back to the 11-yard line. Bring up
four. Yeah, it looks like he didn't have anywhere to go. I think they're going to give him forward progress, though, because they're putting it at the 11, and that's not where he was tackled.
No. So fourth down and 5. Coach Pat Engel sends the play in with his quarterback. Joaquin Sandoval relays it to his teammates. Let's see what they come up with here. Fourth down and 5 at the 11. McKinney is wide left. Shotgun formation. And now I think
timeout. Yep.
Timeout. Battle Mountain says, we're going to call a timeout. Figure this out. 6-0 Battle Mountain, 2:41 left in the first quarter. This is KMTS. Back to Stuber Memorial Field. 2 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Glenwood trailing the Battle Mountain Huskies 6-0. And a timeout. I'm not sure if it was called by Battle Mountain or Glenwood, but Demons come out in the shotgun. Fourth down and 5 from the 11. Neslanek in motion. Sandoval back to throw. Throws over the middle. Oh, overthrew. Intended for Ray Rosenmerkel.
Yeah.
Going right over the middle and just sailed it to the back of the end zone.
Yeah, Ray was open, and it was about a yard in front of him and about 2 yards over his head.
Just that's a pass that just needed a nice soft touch. He didn't need to throw a bullet.
Yep.
So Glenwood gives it up on downs. They come up empty on a nice drive. And it's up to the defense to try and figure out this Battle Mountain offense. Some similarities to Glenwood's, but that wrinkle is that power eye. Morales in the shotgun. Hands it off to Tanner Roberts, who didn't get far.
Tanner
number 3.
The ball carrier.
Looks like a gain of
maybe 2.
1. Where's the other?
Pick up maybe 1 yard on the play.
The chain gang are kind of.
Second and 9.
they keep dropping
not,
one of
they're
them.
They're not
all
with
time.
It. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. Gain of 1, second down and 9. Keeper by Morales after the fake, and Morales upended. After a pickup of about 8, that'll bring up third down and 1. Ethan Fergan on the tackle.
Picked up about 8 yards on the play. Actually, 6 yards on the play. Number 14, Ethan Fergan.
Got a gain of 7, so third down and 2.
From the 19 for the Huskies.
Ball at the Husky 19-yard line. 6-0 Battle Mountain, a minute 30 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, he fakes that handoff. It looked like it was going to the right, and the lead blocker went to the right, and then he squirts out to the left. Okay, that one is clearly a Husky timeout.
That's a Battle Mountain timeout. Yeah. Third down and two for the Huskies. They lead 6-0 with a minute 24 to go in the first quarter. This is KMTS. Minute 24 remaining in the first quarter here at Stubler Memorial Field. The Battle Mountain Huskies on their opening drive took it 74 yards for the score. They lead 6-0. The PET was blocked. Third down and two. Huskies called that timeout. That was their first. Morales in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Roberts, following his blockers. And Roberts picks up the first down, dives across the
Roberts driven out of bounds by Furgan.
First down marker and gets a few more.
On the play, dove out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. Good enough for a Husky first down. First and 10, Huskies from the 22.
First and 10, Battle Mountain, minute 18 left. Power eye this time for Battle Mountain. Morales hands it off to number 33, Gant Sanders.
Number 33, the ball carrier, Gant Sanders. And it's a hit by Kodiak Kellogg.
They certainly spread the ball out. I mean, this is the one, two, three, the sixth player to get the ball.
Maybe 3 yards.
Kodiak Kellogg in on the tackle. Gain of two, second down and eight for Battle Mountain. 45 seconds left in the first. One receiver to the left. Shotgun formation. Morales claps, gets the ball. Hands it off to Gant Sanders again. Sanders picks up about a yard.
Roberts again, the ball here.
Or Tanner Roberts, excuse me, number three.
Pick up on the play.
Gain of two. Third down and six for the Huskies. 15 seconds remaining.
Ball spot on the 26.
Here in the first quarter ball, the 26 of Battle Mountain. 36. And I think the Huskies are going to let the clock run down here.
Yep.
So that's going to do it for the first quarter. It's Battle Mountain 6, Glenwood nothing. Second quarter coming up after this on KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. We go to the second quarter. Glenwood trailing the Battle Mountain Huskies 6-0 here in the regular season finale. Senior night. 13 seniors recognized before the game. Like nothing more than to end this regular season with a W. Trailing 6-0. Third down and six for the Huskies. Shotgun formation. Morales takes the snap, rolls to his right, throws downfield. He's got a man. It is knocked away. Good defense. Greatly, perfectly timed by Blake Nieslanik. No PI there.
Yeah, Nieslanik was with him all the way, and then he just kind of dove in front. You can see just that hand just knocked that ball straight out. And secure the tackle in case it gets through. So that was well played.
Woodworth, the intended receiver. Blake already getting those white pants nice and dirty. His final home game. He's back to receive the punt along with Ray Rosemerkel. The two of them have certainly provided some thrills for us and for the fans. Well, it looks like maybe a...
There we go. Okay, so okay. They shift into more of a punt. Look.
Roberts gets it, and straight up in the air, short kick, takes a Battle Mountain bounce at the 45 of Glenwood. It'll roll dead at the 43. Demons will take over their own 43, their second possession. A nice drive of their own to start things off, but came up short on a fourth down and five, from the 11. And went for the end zone, and Joaquin Sandoval's pass sailed through the end zone. Let's see if they get something going here on this second drive. Blake Nieslanik had a nice long run during that first drive. Double wing, double tight. Joaquin looks over the D. Pitch play to Blake Nieslanik, right side. Finds a hole. Blake to the 50, to the 45, puts his shoulder down and pounds his way into Husky territory. And a flag is thrown, a late hit. Blake delivered the punishment and then got a late hit out of bounds. And you can tack on another 15.
Yeah, again, Sandoval had a great block on that one. And Aragon had a great block, kind of a cutback block that allowed Blake to get to the outside.
Personal foul against the Huskies.
Yep.
Tack on another 15.
Personal foul will be called against
the 14-yard gain for Blake, and then tack on 15. And it brings it up to the 26-yard line of the Huskies. 6-0 Battle Mountain. Double wing, double tight. Aragon, the fullback. Rosa Merkel in motion. Hand off to Aragon. Hole up the middle. Tripped up there.
Aragon,
number 54, TJ Nixon, able to get him around the ankles. Gain of four. Come on, fella. I know they got to be feeding you some pizza. I know they're paying you, but pick up that down marker. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he drops it. I think
Jeepers.
He goes to move the little thing they put on the chain to mark the yard marker. But, yeah, every time I look up, there's only one of them standing.
Second and six for the Demons. Lee Slanik in motion. Counterplay to Ray Rosenmerkel. Tries to go inside, takes it outside. Turns on the Jets, and he's finally chased down by Tanner Roberts and driven out of bounds. Almost onto that brand-new track.
You know, he ran a long ways left and right. I don't know.
Picked up maybe a yard.
Yeah, I'm not even sure they're going to give him a yard. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be any gain at all. But he was trying to push it to that outside.
Yeah.
He even slowed down to a little stutter step, but they weren't going to bite on it. Battle Mountain defended that really well.
So third down and six. Nieslanik in motion. Rolling to his right is Sandoval, looking downfield. Throws to Nieslanik. A short pass, he dropped it. And a flag is thrown deep.
Way
in the back in the secondary. The pass was to Blake out of the backfield.
I'm almost wondering if that's a defensive holding. Or
after the pass was dropped,
he's showing
he's
a holding.
Indicating a holding.
But where the flag is, it's got to be like in the secondary. Like,
yeah,
like the one of the DBs wouldn't let a receiver go.
There's a little conference going on with back judge, line judge, and the referee.
It's got to be against the Huskies.
It is holding.
Holding. Against who? Show us.
Against the Battle Mountain.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a strange flag.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, we were watching the play down here. Shallow. It was a shallow pass. But this is a deep pass, a deep area in the flag where he threw the flag in the seam area. And I was like, that's the only thing it could be out there.
Moves the ball up to the 12 of Battle Mountain. 6-0 Huskies. 10:36 to go in the half. Demons need to cash in here. Sawyer McKinney wide left. Rosenmerkel slot left. Shotgun formation. Aragon and Nieslanik in the backfield. Rosenmerkel in motion. They fake the handoff. Keeper by Sandoval. Joaquin. Oh, he slips and falls, making a cut. Oh, he had
room.
He had a big gate.
Yep.
Saying, welcome to the end zone, and he just slipped and fell. Trying to make a cut at the 11.
And so no gain.
He pounded the turf in frustration. And again, the guy drops the yard mark. Will you stop it? Unbelievable.
They told me I have to move the clip. I move the clip. I do as I'm told. Sorry. No offense.
All right. So no gain. Second down and 10. Now what? And some timeouts. Battle them out. Their second timeout. 9:57 left in the first half. 6-0, Battle Mountain. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. 9:57 to go in the first half. Battle Mountain Huskies leading the Glenwood Demons 6-0. Demons knocking on the door. Oh, we got aliens flying in. No, that's a drone. Okay. Here we go. After that Battle Mountain timeout, shotgun formation. Aragon to the right of Sandoval takes the snap, looking left, throws in the backfield to Rosenmerkel. He eludes the first man. Rosenmerkel to the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood, you betcha. Great call.
We saw it last week. We saw them turn that flat passing game into basically like an extension of their running game.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get their running game going, and here they used it. They threw it to Rosenmerkel out to the left. He made a great first move. As soon as he caught it and hit the ground, he had to make a cut to make that first guy miss.
The defender read it and came up to pop him, and Rosenmerkel just went, whoops, excuse me.
Olé!
I got a touchdown to do. Here we go. Rosenmerkel on for the extra point to give the Demons a lead. Sandoval's a holder. Good snap, placement, kick is up, and yes, it's good. 9:47 to go in the first half. It's Glenwood 7, Battle Mountain 6. This is KMTS. 9:47 to go in the first half. Glenwood takes the lead, a 7-6 on a 12-yard little hitch pass to Ray Rosenmerkel, playing the slot. And put on a nifty move, the first defender, and then scampered in the end zone. After he scored, he got popped pretty hard in the end zone, but held on the ball and did a little celebration, kicked the extra point to give the Demons the lead 7-6 with 9:47 to go in the half. Yeah, that was basic pitch and catch out of the backfield.
Yeah. Battle Mountain still lines up in that hands team and then comes out of it when they see.
Here's the kick, low kick. That'll bounce at the 10 and into the end zone for a touchback.
That ball right into the end zone, touchback, Huskies. First and 10, Huskies.
Just as effective as a high booming kick.
I wonder if Battle Mountain, since, you know, they did that surprise on onside kick on us, I bet you they do that every once in a while and they figure that might happen to us.
Yeah,
since we do it, somebody's going to do it back. So they always start out in that hands team.
Going back to 2004, Glenwood is 11-3 against Battle Mountain.
First and 10 Huskies, ball starting on 20.
Glenwood won the last two games, 2018, 2019, 48-3, 45-8. Shotgun formation, Morales the quarterback, number 21. Claps gets the ball, low snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, being chased, and he just throws it out of bounds. As
way
bringing
out of bounds.
Bringing
the
heat. Blakeney Slanik.
Second and 10 for the Huskies from the 20.
And it looked like Wyatt Truelove also was in the backfield, breathing down his neck, second and 10. That was just, here comes trouble. I better just get rid of this sucker. 7-6, Glenwood, 9:40 left in the first half.
So Glenwood's defense is turning it on a little bit. Their last drive, they held them to 15 yards and made them punt. And
Rouse again, the shotgun. Hand off to number 10, Orlando Castillo, scored the Huskies' touchdown. Picks up a few yards. Here he's across the 20 to the 21.
Pick up of maybe 1 yard on the play.
Oh, just 1 yard gain.
Just
okay.
One, yeah.
Yeah. Good job of the defensive front for Glenwood. Good to have Teddy Hutt back.
Yep.
Isn't it?
This is a big third down for them. If they can get a stop here, they're going to get a punt. And the way they've been punting, they might be getting it on their own 40, 45-yard line.
Morales can throw. He's in the shotgun. Bunch formation to the right. Oh, and
Battle
Mountain
start.
Jumped.
Yep.
Well, kind of just lazily moved. Wasn't really a jump. Tyson Vasquez. He just looked like, you know what, I'm tired. I'm going to come out of my stance. He really didn't jump.
My knuckles hurt.
Yeah.
Let me stand
up. He just kind of leaned into it and like, okay, that's 5 yards. So third down and 14 for the Huskies. Definite passing situation here. Morales in the shotgun. That bunch formation again. A lot of movement. Sweep left side.
Oh,
the first tackle miss. Flag is thrown. It's going to go against Battle Mountain.
Roberts, the ball carrier.
And Teddy Huttenhauer was giving chase, and he was tackled by Tyson Vasquez.
So we do have a flag on play back at the 11-yard line.
Is a block in the back against Battle Mountain.
Against the Huskies.
Yeah, I think 61 for Battle Mountain. Basically, just tackled somebody and then just laid on him.
Jake Backes.
Yeah.
61.
And then, you know, when he got up, he even pushed his helmet down and everything. I'm surprised he didn't get flagged for more than just the holding.
Backes, he's a horse. 6'6", 282.
Yeah, he's big.
Good night. Yeah, and Huttenhauer and Backes were all alone after that illegal block, and that was an easy call.
Yeah.
That brings the ball back on the penalty back to the about the 5 yard line.
Third and 24.
Yeah, I think that was a half the distance of the goal kind of thing.
Third down and the flat tops to go for this one. Third and 20.
Let's go,
golly. 25 yards. Morales from his own end zone. Back to throw on the shotgun. Here comes Heat. He just lofts it up in the air, and it is picked off by Blakeney Slanik. Jump ball for Blakeney Slanik. And he is the best rebounder in the Western Slope. He shows you why he can clean the glass in basketball. That knee is just fine. How do you do?
Yeah. It's like, looks like on Battle Mountain's, what, 36-yard line?
Well, that was almost as effective as a punt from your own end zone.
Absolutely.
And a pick for Blakeney Slanik. Demons have the ball. Leading 7-6 at the Husky 36-yard line. Shotgun formation. It's going to be double wing, double tight. Sandoval under center. Aragon the fullback. Pitch play to Blake to Ray Rosenberkel. Finds a hole.
Rosenberkel
picks up a couple of yards. Gets down to the
about 3 yards on the play. Number
33-yard line. Gain of 3, second down and 7.
Seven for the Demons.
Where's the yard marker? Pick it up.
I got him of the tag.
I thought I got a coffee break.
Goodness. I know they have to do that for every game, but it's like, how do they do it in other games where they don't have to keep dropping
double wing, double tight, Nieslanik in motion. They faked the Nieslanik back to throw. Sandoval has all day to throw. He's going for Rosenberkel. Oh, and right through his hands. Oh, my goodness. That was 6 points. And that ball was in the breadbasket.
Yeah, so he went just going right down the middle of the field and then just kind of cut a little bit to the left. And I guess you could call that double coverage, but the nearest guy was 3 yards behind him.
Perfect throw.
And it was a great throw by Sandoval. And, oh, Ray Ray's got to be kicking himself right now.
He comes back, says sorry, and Joaquin says, no problem. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Same play.
Yeah.
Catch it this time.
All right, third down and 6. The Demons leading 7-6, 7:58 to go. Shotgun formation. Ray Ray in motion. Sandoval takes the snap, hands it off to Nieslanik, right side. Gets a block. Takes it to the sidelines, driven out of bounds. Short of the first down. They'll go for it here. Bring up fourth and.
It's going to be fourth and 1. Based on where he's standing.
Going to be about a yard short of the first down, third and a short
26.
Just shy of the 26.
Just shy of the 26-yard line.
I say Marcus Aragon. Or maybe a keeper as they come out double wing, double tight.
Yeah, I mean Aragon, he's good for 3 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards. Give him another 3 yards.
Rosenberkel in motion. Sandoval calls out an audible. Gets back under center. Nieslanik in motion. Hand off to Aragon. Finds a hole. He's got the first down.
There you go.
Good job by Marcus Aragon. Yeah, he does a good job just laterally going around, finding a hole, and then boom.
Yeah.
I sound like John Madden. Boom.
and what I love about it is he runs like I was a fullback when I was running, and basically I was going to fall forward. You're not going to knock me back.
Yeah.
And so that's the way Aragon runs. He runs hard, and he's going to fall forward, and he's going to get 3 yards every carry.
First and 10, Demons. To that fourth down conversion. Ball at the 22-yard line. Double wing, double tight. Rosenberkel in motion. Ray gets the pitch. Tries to cut it inside. Tries to spin free and can't get free. As number 55, Marshall Jones. Had him around the ankle. And did a little twisty-turny thing there.
Yeah.
He's like, come on now.
Yeah, you got to let him go.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's how kids get hurt.
Loss of a yard, second down and 11. Ethan Fergan comes in with the play. Sorry, McKinney comes out for a breather. 6:59 to go in the half, 7-6 Glenwood. Sandoval comes in with a play. Fergan goes wide left. Nieslanik is inside of him. Slot left is Ray Rosenberkel. Shotgun formation. Aragon the back to the right of Sandoval. Takes the snap. Low snap. Hands it off to Aragon. Trying to elude one man.
Gets
the left side. Oh, got popped after he picks up about 2 yards. Got to the 20.
Oh, I think that gives him 3. Yep, if he's still the 20, that's a 3-yard gain.
Okay.
All right, Aragon, don't make me a liar. I say you get 3 yards every time.
Marshall Jones trying to chase him down, and Aragon said, I got some speed. Beat him to the edge. So third down and 8 for the Demons. Fergan again, wide left, wide right is Evan Heil. Like to see Evan get the ball tonight. The Slanik is slot right. Inside of him is Rosenmerkel. Shotgun formation. Sandoval takes a snap, looking right. Pump fake. Gets hit. And
stays
escapes.
On his feet.
Stays on his feet. Still his feet. Gets rid of it. Throws it to Aragon. Stiff arms a man. Gets to the 30. Driven out of bounds. Joaquin Sandoval. He was going to be dropped for about a 15-yard loss. And somehow able to twist his way out of trouble. And just dumped it off to Aragon. It was kind of the safety valve. And Marcus did his thing. Still a loss on the play.
Still going to lose yardage, but not nearly what they would have lost. I mean, that was just an incredible effort on Sandoval's part to keep that play alive. And then to find somebody who's an eligible receiver to desperation heave it to.
So the ball at the 25-yard line, they lost 4 yards. Fourth down and 14. Fergan wide left. Two receivers wide right. Shotgun. Sandoval takes the snap, low snap, back to throw, pressure comes, screen. It's a screen, oh, he overthrew Aragon.
Ball falls incomplete, turn the ball over.
And so Glenwood turns it over on downs.
First down, 10 from the 25 for battle now.
7-6 Glenwood, 5:36 to go in the half. My favorite Martian flying over Stubler Memorial Field. Huskies break from the huddle. Morales under center. Power eye. Handoff right side. Big hole there for number 22, Kai Ogawa. Haven't called his number since early in the first quarter. Ogawa picks up about 6 yards.
Sherrick
on the tackle for Glenwood.
Second and three.
Actually, a gain of 7 for Ogawa. Second down and 3. A lot of moving parts to this when they come out in that power eye.
Yeah.
Got the fullback, the middle back, and then the tailback, who's about 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. And the tailback gets the pitch. It's Ogawa right side. Good speed. He has the first down and more. And brought down near the 40-yard line, call it the 39. Sherrick on the tackle.
Number 39.
Look like Stefan Roblewski also in on the tackle, getting some playing time tonight. One of the 13 seniors honored before the game. 4:45 to go, first and 10 Huskies. Power eye again. Hand off to number 10, Orlando Castillo, and his line doing a good job opening the holes. Castillo picks up about 4 or 5 yards. Hutton now on the tackle. Lebluski comes out, replaced by Porter. That was a gain of 5, second down and 5 for Battle Mountain. 4:20 left in the half. Well, Battle Mountain has, you know, dodged the bullets. You know, when they had the ball to that, it's a couple of penalties. Glenwood could not capitalize. Hand off, yep. Left side. It's time to number 3, Tanner Roberts, and Roberts gets to the 46-yard line. That'll bring up third down. Third down and 3 for Battle Mountain.
Yeah, Cole Sherrick on that sweep play a play or two ago did a fantastic job on that edge. He took on 2 lead blockers and was able to fight through both of those. And he didn't get the tackle by himself, but he was in on it. That was just a great defense there.
Yeah.
Official timeout.
It's like officials are calling somebody with an untied shoelace.
Huskies come out in the power eye. Morales under center. Hands
nice.
It off. Up the middle. Great job by Brody Porter with a big stick. Did not go for that fake up the middle. It was a dive play, and then Morales looks like he's carrying the ball. He carries out the fake and does a belly around the line.
And
good job by Porter to bring him down. No gain. Fourth down and four for the Huskies, who burn their third and final timeout of the half. 3:01 to go in the half. It's 7-6 Glenwood. This is KMTS. to go in the first half. Glenwood with a 7-6 lead over the Battle Mountain Huskies. Huskies burn their third and final timeout. They have the ball fourth down and four from their own 46-yard line. Huskies scored in their opening drive. In the first quarter, Demons scored in the second quarter. Here you go. Power I formation for the Huskies. Morales fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, sets up the throw. He's going downfield. It is incomplete. Good defense by the secondary there. Pass intended for Keller Woodworth. And Morales overthrew him. Reese McMillan and Lakeney Slanik on the coverage, and the Demons will take over on downs at the Battle Mountain 46. Leading 7-6.
So it's going to be interesting to see with, you know, 3 minutes left to go in the half, how much, you know, how quickly they're going to go to that passing offense.
Double wing, double tight. Slanik in motion. Hand off to Aragon. Nice run by Marcus. It gets across the 40-yard line.
Aragon, the ball carrier,
down to the 39. Gain of seven. Second down and three.
Bring up second and three for the Demons.
Aragon, one of the players that will return for Pat Engel's squad next year. Along with Gus Heisel, Wyatt Truelove, Reese McMillan. Double wing, double tight. Second and three. Pitch to Nieslanik. Cuts it up the middle. And Blake has the first down. Gain of about six for Blake.
Number one, Aston.
Oh, it might have been. Huh?
Demon first down, ball spotted on the 30.
But, yeah, as Coach Pat Engel said,
no victims.
No crying in baseball, no crying in football, no victims.
Yep.
And Blake was a great teammate, a great leader during his time on the sidelines. Blake is in the passing formation, shotgun, four receiver set. Sandoval adjusts the ball in his hand. Pressure comes, throws down the middle. He's got a man wide open. Blake, please, Nick, from the five, takes it in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood, you betcha. 39 yards. Blake was all alone. Not a soul around him. 150.
Yeah, I think they had a safety lined up out on Blake, and I think they sent that safety on a blitz, but they don't have a free safety back, so he was just all alone. I think they were just betting that they were going to get to Sandoval before we got that throw off.
Rosa Merkel on for the extra point. Snap, placement, kick, and Ray is right down Broadway. Minute 50 to go in the first half. It's Glenwood 14. Battle Mountain 6. This is KMTS. Back to Subler Memorial Field. Joaquin Sandoval, a 33-yard strike, and he got smacked as soon as he threw the ball to a wide-open Blake Nieslanik. 33 yards. Caught it about the 6-yard line and just kind of skipped into the end zone for the touchdown. PAT was good, 14-6. Here's Rosenberg with a kick. He tops it. It's touched. Live ball. And Glenwood might have it.
I think they got it.
It is Glenwood ball. And it took a weird hop. I think it was Marshall Jones. One of the up men for Battle Mountain who was surprised. Couldn't handle the tricky hop. And Glenwood recovered it. With a minute 45 to go, a chance to tack on some more points.
That was a great kick by Rosenmerkel. Had that great hop. You want it to be unpredictable and high.
Ball, at the Battle Mountain 40-yard line. Double wing, double tight. Pitch to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel looking outside. Now cuts it up. He's got a blocker in front of him. He's in the 20. He's in the 15. Rosenmerkel still on his feet and finally driven out of bounds near the 10.
30-yard pickup on that play, first and 10.
The ref is about 5 yards back, as if he stepped out of bounds or something, I guess.
They're going to mark it at the 15-yard line. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. It didn't look like he was that close to the boundary.
Gain of 25 for Ray Ray. And did you notice the pitch? It was a little off the mark, and he snagged it with his left hand.
Yeah.
And then tucked it high and tight, and then great blocking up front. First and 10 Demons from the 15 of Battle Mountain. Rosenberkel in motion. Sandoval.
That's going to be
illegal motion.
And that's an offsides. I think he came across, that defender came across too fast.
Oh. Battle Mountain saying it's against us. Yep.
Encroachment is a call on Huskies. Move the ball forward.
Yeah, they got the body language saying, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
Takes it up to the 10-yard line.
Yep, offsides.
First down and 5 from the 10. 14-6 Glenwood. After they recovered that onside kick, it was an unconventional onside kick, a weird hop.
Yeah.
And I don't know who got the recovery.
Well, oftentimes when they kick an onside kick, they kick it to the corner.
Yeah.
He kicked it
yeah.
straight ahead.
Double wing, double tight. Sandoval sends Nieslanek in motion. Hand off to Aragon. Marcus pulls his way forward inside the 5. It'll be first and goal. He gets it down to the 4-yard line, and Aragon driven back, and Marcus is he's holding that right wrist. He's not coming out.
He's probably saying, give it to me again,
yeah.
coach.
First and goal Demons. First and goal Demons from the 4-yard line. Demons have 2 timeouts. 43 seconds to go. Sandoval under center, double wing, double tight. Pitch play to Ray to Nieslanek. Nieslanek upended at the 3.
Nieslanek
and quickly,
yard on the
Coach Pat Engel calls timeout.
Number 55 with the tackle.
And that was Marshall Jones on the tackle.
Second and goal
for Glenwood. They'll mark it at the 3-yard line.
Yeah.
When we come back, 14-6 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. 27 seconds to go in the half. Glenwood with a 14-6 lead. Recovered an onside kick. Taking it down to inside the 5. They're down at the 3-yard line. First and goal. They have 1 timeout remaining. Chance to go up by 2 scores. Double wing, double tight. Nieslanek in motion. Hand off to Aragon. No, it's Markovich. Is he in?
With the carry.
No signal yet.
Timeout.
Timeout.
To about the half-yard line.
Yeah, he's got to be like 6 inches away.
And that'll be that's the last timeout for Glenwood. Third and goal. When we come back, the ball is right, the nose of the ball, right at the goal line. This is KMTS. Third and goal for the Demons at the 1-inch line. 20 seconds left. Demons have no timeouts now. Double wing, double tight. Maybe a quarterback keeper.
I was going to say, Sandoval,
he
yep.
will keep it.
Yep.
And he follows his line. He's in.
Sandoval,
touchdown, Glenwood. You betcha.
Boy, we could feel that one coming. That's got to be Sandoval's what? It's his 4th 1-yard run in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, 3
for a touchdown.
Against Steamboat.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Or Eagle Valley.
Eagle Valley, yeah.
Ray Rosenmerkel on for the extra point. They had to punch it in because they were out of timeouts. We'll quickly get back to the line of scrimmage. Ray takes a look at the goalposts. Sandoval takes the snap. Kick is up, and it is good. With 20 seconds left in the first half, it's Glenwood 21, Battle Mountain 6. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field on senior night. The Glenwood Demons just leaving it all out on the field, leading 21-6 here with 20 seconds left in the first half. Joaquin Sandoval punched it in from just inside the 1. And Ray Rosenmerkel teeing it up here for
another
kickoff. This last one was a weird onside kick that Glenwood recovered at the 40 and went 6 plays, 40 yards for the score. Ray Ray's kick. Again, he tops it. And it's
Ball just smothered on the
it was a worm killer.
By number 87.
And 87, Ben Harrison just laid down the ball.
First and 10 from the 29.
Well, I was looking at the body language of Elijah Morales, the quarterback for Battle Mountain, one of the senior captains, and he's frustrated.
Yeah, he was upset. We'll talk a little bit more about it at halftime, but I think this has the potential to start to get a little ugly.
21-6 Glenwood, 18 seconds left in the first half. Wide right is Tanner Roberts. Two receivers to the right. Shotgun formation. Morales claps, takes the low snap, sets up, throws. It is caught. And they're going hook and ladder. Cole Sherrick picks it up. Glenwood ball with 12 seconds left. The pass to Gant Sanders, who was trying to pitch it to Ogawa, the trail man. It was the old-fashioned hook and ladder play. And that pitch to Ogawa just threw it on the ground. And there was Cole Sherrick to scoop it up. So the Demons can take a shot at the end zone.
Yeah, with 12 seconds, you got to imagine they're going to be throwing it to Ray Ray or Blake here.
Instead of Ray maybe running a conventional play and regrouping at halftime, they get tricky, and it could cost them here. Shotgun formation. Sandoval takes a snap. Back to throw. Steps up. Is hit and knocked down. The ball is loose, and Battle Mountain recovers it. Joaquin just got
that was a hard hit.
Rushed.
Yep.
TJ Nixon coming on the edge.
Huskies have the ball.
Just brought the hammer. And Joaquin bounces up. And
well, he hit him really high, too. Hit him up around the shoulder. So it knocked the ball out.
So
brought him down.
Back-to-back turnovers. One against Battle Mountain, one against Glenwood. 6 seconds left, and the Huskies, we'll see if they throw one deep. McMillan and Nieslanek playing deep. Cover two. Shotgun formation. Morales takes a snap. Oh, there was a hole there on the edge.
Be a hole.
Throw downfield. It is knocked away by Blake Nieslanek. Almost got himself another pick. And that'll do it for the first half. After one half of play, it's Glenwood 21, Battle Mountain 6. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Halftime here on Senior Night. The regular season finale. The Glenwood Demons, after a slow start to the game, score 21 unanswered in the second quarter and lead the Huskies 21-6. It started with the Huskies. They got the ball to start the game, took their opening drive, 12 plays, 74 yards, and punched it in, a 5-minute, 30-yard drive. Orlando Castillo from 7 yards out. The extra point was blocked, 6-0 Battle Mountain. Second quarter, 9:47 to go in the half, and Glenwood pass play from Joaquin Sandoval to Ray Rosenmerkel. Just a little pitch and catch. Ray out of the backfield, a little hitch pass, and Ray made sure he had the ball. I'm sure he heard the footsteps or saw the defender coming right at him, ready to lower the boom, and he just did a little sidestep, juked him, and then took it to the end zone, 12 yards for the score. And Rosenmerkel's extra point was good, 7-6, and Glenwood never looked back. That second quarter. Minute 50 to go in the second. Blake Nieslanek, a 33-yard touchdown reception from Joaquin Sandoval, capped off a three-play, 46-yard drive. Took a minute 54, and the extra point was good, 14-6 Glenwood. Then with 20 seconds left, Glenwood able to punch it in from 1 yard out, Joaquin Sandoval. Glenwood able to take advantage of a couple of mistakes made by Battle Mountain. A couple of penalties, and that was a six-play, 40-yard drive. Took a minute 30. Sandoval caps it off with the score, makes it 21-6. And the Demons playing good football, playing balanced, trying to pretty much avoiding mistakes. They got a fumble recovery with, 12 seconds left or something like that, and then went for the home run ball, and Joaquin got pounded. Fortunately, he's all right. Battlebank gets it back, and they went for a Hail Mary and came up short. The ball knocked away, and that's where we ended the first half. 21-6, Glenwood with the lead here at halftime.
Yeah, numbers-wise, we can see Glenwood's got, you know, they've gotten their running game back a little bit. Last week we saw that they didn't really have much of a running game at all. They had to do everything through those short little passes. But they've got 122 yards on the ground. 62 of those are Blakeney Slanix. And then Sandoval hasn't thrown a whole lot, but he's been very, very efficient. He's 3 for 6 for 46 yards and 2 touchdowns. So
yeah.
When you only throw the ball 3 times and 2 of them are touchdowns, you're doing all right there. In comparison, Battle Mountain has 85 yards on the ground so far. Ogawa's their number one runner there. But Morales has thrown it 7 times. He's only 2 for 7 with 31 yards and 1 pick in there. So we saw, you know, I think that first drive, you saw Glenwood, you know, kind of they were a little soft. They were letting them run on them. And you saw them tighten up, stiffen up a little bit. And then, you know, forcing them to you know, go to some of those trick plays that, you know, that attempted hook and ladder or,
yeah,
you know, that kind of, I think they're a little afraid. I think Blake is doing a great job at that free safety position. I think they're a little afraid of throwing anything deep because he's been right there each time. He's knocked a couple down and picked one. So I think they're going to have to figure out another way to get into that passing game if they're going to do that at all.
When's the last time you saw the hook and ladder?
I know. Yeah. It's one of those things where if you can – If everything works out right, it's a great play. But
yeah. That
wasn't even a good position, and quite frankly, I don't think it really would have fooled anyone because they were both going the same direction.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, when you get a great hook and ladder, it's, you know, one guy going to the right, and all of a sudden a streaker going to the left suddenly has the ball
and
catches everybody on their heels.
What's next, the Statue of Liberty play?
Fumble-rooski.
A.K.A. Fumble-rooski. A.K.A. Boise State. I guess, was it Oklahoma?
Yeah.
In a bowl game, and Boise State pulled out that incredible, and it was a hook and ladder, I believe. And then Statue of Liberty. Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kellen Moore, I think, was the quarterback, and pulled it off perfectly. And you could tell they practiced that.
Talk about an incredible play. How about Sandoval keeping that one play alive? I mean, he was going to go down for a 15-yard sack. And he spun out of one tackle and then had another guy draped around his legs.
Yep.
And he finally – he was able to find Aragon in that crowd somewhere.
Yeah.
And it wasn't – didn't even really throw it. It was more like a basketball chest pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to get to – it still turned into a 5-yard loss, but it could have been a 15-yard loss.
Yeah.
That was just an exciting play.
Very athletic play. 21-6, our score here at halftime. Glenwood with the lead in the regular season finale. Looking at scores in 3A and 3A category, 3A class classification, wrapping up the regular season. All the other classifications, the brackets are out, and they'll start playoffs tomorrow. Palisade leading Eagle Valley 7-0. That is first quarter. Summit over Steamboat 35-7. Both the Tigers and the Sailors 6-3 on the year. Thomas Jefferson over Riverdale Ridge, 14-0. Kennedy over Lincoln, 49-0. Evergreen over Conifer. Here's an interesting score, 14-12. Boy, if Conifer could pull off that upset, I'm just saying.
It certainly doesn't hurt Glenwood's chances.
Evergreen is currently 10th in the RPI rankings. Glenwood beat Conifer earlier in the season. That would be nice. Conifer's 3-6. That would be a big upset. Maybe. Who knows? The way the formula works. Lutheran over Green Mountain, 58-0. Frederick, 45. Meade, 19. Meade was number 2. They've moved down to number 4. Currently trailing Frederick. Thompson Valley over Skyview, 41-0. Roosevelt, number 1 team all season long. Looks like they're going to go to 10-0, and they'll be the number 1 seed. In the playoffs, they lead Mountain View 31-0. Northridge over Niwot 40-7. Durango 62. Sand Creek 7. Last year's state champion, Durango. Their quarterback from last year, Jordan Wolverton, now a third-string quarterback for the CU Buffs. Pueblo County over Pueblo South. Kind of an upset there in the making at halftime. 7-0 County over South. And Fort Morgan leading Holy Family 28-10. 2A playoffs get underway tomorrow, and Basalt got the 10th seed. And they are at number 7, Brush, playing the Beat Diggers, way down the front range. Oh, boy.
And big old farm boys.
They growing big out there. I remember Glenwood played Brush, I want to say 2013, something like that. I remember making the trip out there. I'm like, where is this place?
Yeah.
Well, and finally, I come upon it, and yeah, big boys out there.
When you hear a mascot like Beat Diggers, you got to know that's out somewhere in no man's land.
Yeah, Brush Beat Diggers, and gosh, there's some other. I think we talked about the Lambkins from Fort Collins.
Yeah,
Jack Jabor used to write for the Colorado in Fort Collins. He covered sports up there in northern Colorado. And members covering Fort Collins and Poudre Valley, and
I went to high school in Aledo, Texas, and we were the Aledo Bearcats, and they're fairly well known now because they had a string of 12 state championships or something like that. But I remember trying to explain what a Bearcat was. I really don't know. The logo was very nondescript.
Strange breeding going on there.
Exactly. You're like, what's a bear? Yeah. Just whatever. It's fierce and it plays hard. What do you want from me?
Yeah. 21-6 our score here at halftime. Glenwood with the lead over Battle Mountain.
So the thing I'm worried about in this second half, Glenwood's got a good lead. We've already seen a little chippiness. We've already seen, Battle Mountain's got a big guy, number 61. He's, 6'6", 230, something like that. We've already seen him. He got flagged once already. But I've been watching, and there's been some, you call it extracurricular activity. Blocking away from the play, slamming people to the ground. We saw the body language of the
Morales.
Quarterback of Morales. So, he's pretty emotional, pretty upset, that kind of thing. What I'm afraid of is at this point, it's the last game of the season. They're losing. They're coming from behind. I'm afraid we're going to see more and more chippiness and probably some personal fouls coming out.
Yeah. Well, the season started off in such promising fashion. Glenwood beat Harrison 41-14. It was an ugly game. That's where we lost Blakeney Slanik for several games with that knee injury. They rallied the troops, and Ray Rosenmerkel and Joaquin Sandoval have great games. And they beat Rifle 13-7. They come home and beat Conifer 35-27. And then that four-game losing streak. Losing to Basalt 34-14, no shame in that. Basalt's a pretty good team this year. And then getting shut out by Roosevelt's 42 zip, and then Summit 41-0, where they were just lifeless in that game.
Yeah, the Roosevelt game, you can understand that too. Roosevelt's going to go 10-0. I mean, that was what Roosevelt probably had the most impressive high school team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so, there's no shame in that, but it was the Summit game that I wasn't able to be there, but you went out there and sat in the cold just to watch a kind of a lifeless team.
They lose that 41 zip, and then I get the Rona and for 2 weeks and the shingles and everything else. And you and Pat called the next two games Steamboat and Eagle Valley.
And the Steamboat game, Glenwood should have won that. I've not seen so many drops. I mean, they lost that by 1 point, and that game would have been a totally different game if they had just been able to catch a ball. They had 7 or 8 blatant hit-me-in-the-hands drops, and boy, that's just frustrating for both for your quarterback and for your coach. It's like, I'm calling these plays, you guys are getting open, and we're hitting you, and then we just can't catch the ball. So that was one of those that I really think they wish they could have had back.
Then they get Blake back in the Eagle Valley game, and they win it 35-20. Last week against Palisade, very impressive first half. Had that great goal line stand and played the Bulldogs pretty tough, but came up short 28-14. Here we are in the final game of the season, leading 21-6 over Battle Mountain. Huskies with similar. They've got a 3-6 overall record, 2-2 in league. Lost their first three games to Evergreen, 35-6. Lost a close one to Basalt, 40-34. Got pounded by Lutheran, 61 zip. And beat Aspen. Aspen, pretty good team this year, 43-34. Lost at Pueblo Central, 36-35. Palisade beat them 28-17. Then they beat Eagle Valley, 21-20. Get shut up by Summit, 47 zip. Beat Steamboat, 40-7. Here we are.
Yeah, a lot of similarities there. You know, both got shut out by Summit. Both, yeah, you know, had about the same success against Palisade. It's that Steamboat game that really kind of, you know, the fact that Battle Mountain beat up on Steamboat a little bit. I wonder, you know, how much of that was Battle Mountain? How much of that might have been Steamboat having a bad game? I know that Glenwood was having a bad game when they played Steamboat, but it was one of those things that now here we are, you know, 21-6, and honestly, except for that first drive, Glenwood is, you know, pretty much kind of dominated both sides of the ball here.
Yeah. You know, you look back at 2021, and it doesn't feel like one whole year. It feels like two different years.
It does, yeah.
Because of the way football was broken up, the way COVID interrupted the sports season, and, you know, we did a thrilling spring season C where Glenwood was dominating, had a great record, and, you know, they were so close.
Just a heartbreaking loss in the playoffs.
To Rifle, in a thrilling game, and their season comes to an end. We think, okay, got a stud class coming back in a few months. Rifle goes to the state championship, wins it, upsets Classical Academy. I mean, how much fun was that? And then we come back, and Rifle's not even in the picture.
Yeah, both Rifle and Glenwood have...
Case Beer says, adios, I got my championship, I'm going to Durango.
Yeah, one and done, I'm gonna, it was weird. I'm going to play, you know, three football seasons because he played fall in where he came from.
Castleview.
Yeah, then played spring in Rifle, and then played fall again. It's like...
At Durango. He's back at Durango. Yeah.
I feel sorry for his wife. I remember my wife when I was coaching football. You know, there's a reason why we call them football widows.
Yeah.
Because you're just gone all the time. And when you are there, you're watching film and that kind of thing. But, yeah, three football seasons in a span of 18 months.
What a strange year it's been.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I saw somebody post on Facebook. They said 10 years from now you're gonna find a mask in a jacket pocket or something like that.
What the heck is this?
You're gonna go back and think, oh man, that was a weird year. And then you're gonna, I think the joke continued to say, and then you're gonna, you know, something about, you know, get to the shadows because you want to stay away from the apocalyptic, whatever 10 years from now looks like. I just thought that was pretty funny.
I was looking through a catalog. I'm looking for a dress shirt for my son's wedding coming up in a couple of weeks in California. And I'm looking at, you know, men's ensembles, and it says, you know, nice dress shirt and a matching mask. I'm like, okay, this is too weird. No.
It's become the fashion accessory.
Yes. Oh. We'll throw in the mask for free. All right, here we go with the second half. 21-6 Glenwood over Battle Mountain. The Demons get the ball to start the second half. All righty. Reese McMillan and Rosenmerkel deep to receive. Short kick. It'll take a weird bounce and just falls dead at the 6. Took a weird roll and just died. And Rosenmerkel just touches it there to down it at the 6. That was a strange kick, but very effective for the Huskies.
So Rosenmerkel's trying to take advantage of the NFL rule that if you're out of bounds when you touch the ball, that counts as the kick being out of bounds.
Yeah.
Trying to get it at the 40, and I think the white hat's trying to explain to him, this isn't the NFL, son.
I'm going to miss Ray.
Yeah.
First and 10, Glenwood ball, 5-6-yard line.
Hoping to follow his mom and dad into the military and maybe the Air Force Academy. All right, here we go.
Well, Ray was convinced. He's like, oh, I'm doing a smart thing here. And he's standing there arguing, going, and he's pointing. He's like, but I was out of bounds.
He's laying prone. You know.
Should we get it at the 40?
Yeah. All right, Sandoval starts off double wing, double tight. Pitch to Nieslanek. Cuts it up and tripped up as he gets across the 10, rolls to the 11, I think. Yeah, that's what they're going to mark it.
Number 11.
Gain of 5, second down and 5.
Important. Second and 5 for the Demons from the 11-yard line.
Demons break from the huddle. Double wing, double tight again. Slanik in motion. And off to Aragon. starts up the middle, takes it over left guard, and Aragon fighting his way forward for the first down across the 20-yard line. They'll mark it right at the 20.
Look at that tough running.
I love it.
I love that kind of running.
And Marcus coming back next year. He's a junior. Good junior class coming back for Pat Engel. Sandoval's got two more years at QB. According to his dad, he just wants to work on his skills and get bigger and stronger. Sandoval under center, first and 10, Demons at the 20. Pitch play to Rosenmerkel, tries to go inside, takes it outside, and
Rosenmerkel, 5 yards, pick up out to the
pick up a five, make it six, yeah, to the 26, second down and four.
Vasquez in on the tackle. Second and five, Demons from the 26-yard line.
Well, last week was, you know, before Halloween, and there's still some kids in costume, apparently. See walking past. Second and four, Demons. Double wing, double tight. Islanic in motion. Hand off to Aragon again. And he stopped after a short gain of about two. Maybe one. Yeah, make it 1 yard. So third down and
third
three.
Third down the ball carrier. Maybe 2 yards pick up on the play. Bring up third and three for the Demons. From the 30,
ball to 27.
From the 26-yard line. 27-yard line.
21-6, Glenwood.
I'm not sure if those are costumes or just the style these days, Ron. I think we're showing our age.
I guess. Double wing, double tight again. Joaquin pitch to Nieslanek. Takes it up. He's got the first down. He knows where that marker is. It carries to the 29. Or, sorry, the 24-yard line.
34-yard line.
34, excuse me.
First and 10. Glenwood,
yeah, the painting of the numbers is not very clear. The 20 and 30 look a lot alike.
Another first down for the Demons, so they're just going to be patient here and keep the ball on the ground. The 21-6 lead, double wing, double tight, first and 10 from the 34. This drive started at the 6. Now back to throw as Sandoval throws downfield. He's got Nieslanek. It is caught! Double coverage. Nieslanek breaks the tackle. Breaks another. Down his feet.
Nieslanek.
He will take it.
He's going to go.
Stiff arms a man. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. You betcha. Unbelievable.
66-yard touchdown strike.
66 yards. Blake Nieslanek refused to go down. Unbelievable play. Oh, 15, how we love you. And a great pass from Joaquin Sandoval.
Yeah.
In double coverage, and Blake said,
Blake,
jump ball, it's mine.
Yeah, Blake beat them both. He had a step on him, and Sandoval's pass was just right over the nearest defender and right into Blake's hand, and then Blake just took it from there, throwing guys
snap
off
is high,
left
placement
and right.
Up, kick is up, and it is into Coach Denny's backyard. 28-6, Glenwood. 9:30 left in the third. This is KMTS.
Woo!
6 plays, 94 yards. 2 minutes and 30 seconds, a 66-yard strike from Joaquin Sandoval to Blake Nieslanek in double coverage. He took it at about the 30-yard line, broke two tackles, and then number one, Garrett asked, trying to bring him down, and Blake just gave him a stiff arm and said, see ya, and went for the pylon touchdown, 28-6 Glenwood. Here's the kick from Rosenmerkel, tops it, tricky hop, oh, it's lost. And it's still loose. Glenwood might have it.
The ball is loose.
Players are saying Glenwood ball.
It's Glenwood ball.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? Reese McMillan comes up with it. Holy cow. Miles McKenzie, number 99, was shocked to get the ball. It bounced off his chest.
Well, it was a worm burner, so just, you know.
Yeah.
And then bounced right up into him, bounced off of him. Went a little bit to his right, and then another player kind of, they did that whole, I'm going to fall on it, but they end up almost kicking it out a little bit.
You're supposed to cradle it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Double wing, double tight. And off to Markovich up the middle. And Mason Markovich with his second carry of the night. Carries up to the 32-yard line. I'm still picking my chin up off the ground after that Blake Nieslanek run after the catch. That was a gain of 3, second and 7 for the Demons. Ball at the 32 of Battle Mountain, 28-6 Demons. Double wing, double tight again. pitch to Blake Nieslanik. Blake doing his thing. Blake up the right side, across the 20, pounds his way down to the 15. A flag is thrown.
Man,
might be a late
flags.
Hit.
13-yard pickup on the play.
It's a late flag well after the play.
Personal foul,
against Battle Mountain. Face mask.
So that's what, on the 16-yard line right now?
Yep. My goodness. Have yourself a night, number 15.
Yeah.
Makes it first and goal, Glenwood, at the 9-yard line after the penalty. Double wing, double tight, Markovich the fullback. Sandoval sends Nieslanik. No, it's his keeper. It's a counter play to Ray Rosenberg.
He's
going to the end zone. Touchdown, Ray. You betcha.
Goodbye, Mr. Rosenmerkel.
My goodness gracious. 8:43 left. And Rosenmerkel on for the extra point again after a 9-yard scamper. He would not be denied. Sandoval the holder. Last snap was pretty high. This snap is good. Placement kick is up, and Rosenmerkel gives it a boot. It's good. 35-6 Glenwood, 8:43 left in the third quarter. Glenwood pouring it on. This is KMTS. Senior night here at Glenwood Springs, and the Demons putting on a show, especially the seniors Blake Nieslanik and Ray Rosenmerkel. Ray with a 9-yard scamper. Three play, 35-yard drive. After recovering that onside, or that not an onside kick, but just a muffed kick, short kick by Battle Mountain. Attack on a face masking penalty. Demons punch it in and lead 35-6.
Yeah, Blake's almost at 200 yards already. He's got 90 on the ground, 99 in the air.
These guys up front have got to be nervous. Like, I better get some stick them or something. Here's the kick from Rosenberg. It's an onside kick, a true onside kick. It's touch before 10 yards, I think. Yeah.
It hit Glenwood. Didn't quite go the 10 yards.
And I'm not sure what number 17 is for Glenwood. But he came sprinting across. He's being consoled by his teammates. He's a little anxious. Thought he was going to get a recovery.
Yeah, it's so hard to leave the ball alone to make sure it goes 10 yards.
Yeah.
So he was just at a full sprint and just hit it a little early.
So the Huskies will get it at the Glenwood 49.
First and 10 Huskies, ball inside Demon territory at the 49-yard line.
35-6 Glenwood, 8:34 to go in the third quarter. Demons with 35 unanswered since Battle Mountain scored their opening drive. Now they're going to mark off the 5-yard penalty. And that brings it up to the 44-yard line of Glenwood. Elijah Morales in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Sets up, throws for the right side. Complete to Tanner Roberts, and Roberts ushered out of bounds there by Cole Sherrick.
By number 33, Sherrick. 8-yard pickup on the play. Second and 2 from the 36 for the Huskies.
Second down, it does gain an 8. Second down and 2 for Battle Mountain. Ball at the Glenwood 36.
All right, let's go, Red!
Morales from the shotgun. Four receiver set. Takes the snap. Rolls to his left. The right-hander sets up. Being chased from behind. Throws. It is incomplete. Almost picked off. Pass intended for Luke Horton. Off his hands and almost into the hands of Blake Nieslanik. Came close to getting his second pick of the night.
Yeah, and after he missed the ball, Blake laid a hit on that receiver. Yeah.
You know, just thinking, if Blake had been available against Summit, there's no way. I mean, the secondary play was so lacking that day.
Yeah.
What a difference he's made. Shotgun formation. Morales sets up, throws, incomplete, and
tipped.
McKinney got a piece of it.
Yep.
Sorry, McKinney.
McKinney
using his 6'4 height. and long arms to bat that ball down. Brings up third down and two. 7:49 to go, third quarter. Is it fourth?
I think it might be fourth. I think the ref held up his fist.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The light shining on the down marker. Handoff up. No, it's keeper by Morales. He's brought down.
Number 21.
Now.
No, that was Kodiak Kellogg.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Kodiak. Not biting the fake. Biting on the fake and brings Morales down for a loss on the play, and Glenwood takes over. With good field position, they'll take over on their own 39-yard line, leading 35-6.
Ball spot on 39, first down 10, Glenwood from the 39-yard line.
Double wing, double tight. Sandoval, pitch play to Ray Rosenmerkel. Sandoval leading a blocking escort there, and Rosenmerkel gets across the 45 to the 46.
Brought down by a pack of Huskies at about the 30.
8 of 7, second down and three.
Second and three for Glenwood from the 46.
Evan Heil. Like to see Evan get the ball here. He's been such a great teammate and a steady player for Coach Pat Engel. Starting quarterback at one time, backup quarterback, receiver. Does whatever it takes. Double wing, double tight. Pitch play to Ray, to Blakeney Sledek, looking for a hole. He's got it across the 50 and got cut down there. Tackle made by Elijah Morales. And everyone took a deep breath as Morales
hit him in that left knee.
Yeah.
In that knee.
Glenwood from the 47.
A first down run for Blakeney Sledek into Husky territory. Ball at the 47-yard line.
That was great lead blocking by Aragon there.
Double wing, double tight. Sandoval sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Handoff to Aragon. Bobbles it after he took the handoff and still picked
up a couple of
yards.
About 2 yards on the
That was a little frightening.
As he's falling forward, he's bobbling the ball and just
he's kind of followed it to the ground.
Yeah. Okay, where's the yard guy? Where is he? Where's the marker? Dude, pick it up, will you? Game of two.
He's got to move the little tag.
Second down and eight. Double wing, double tight. Rosenmerkel in motion. They fake the pitch. It's a counterplay to Rosenmerkel, to the Atlantic. Bounces off one man. Falls across the 40 down to the 38.
Tell you what, he makes a nice move. He was going to the outside. A Battle Mountain player had the angle on him, and he just kind of stops short, lets him go by, cuts it back to the inside, further, and gains another 2 yards out of that.
Kellogg and Brody Porter leading the blocking there around the right side. Third down and one now for the Demons, leading 35-6, 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight. Aragon, the fullback. Slanik in motion. Keeper by Sandoval. He's got the first down to the 45, or the 35.
Two yards on the play to the 35. First down.
Joaquin called his number.
Number 61 of the
Demons with 35 unanswered since Battle Mountain scored back in the first quarter. Incredible.
And Slanik is over 100 yards rushing now. He's at 114.
Despite missing all those games with injury, he's bound to get some postseason honors.
Yeah.
Double wing, double tight, first and 10. Rosenmerkel in motion. Handoff to Aragon. Patient running. Good balance there. Kept his feet moving.
Aragon, the ball player, maybe picks up 2 yards on the play.
It was almost a loss on the play, but able to pick up positive yards.
Number 54.
TJ Nixon in there to trip him up.
With the initial hit.
It's like they're going to give him just one, I guess.
Second and 9 from the 34-yard line for the Demons.
Ball 34 of the Huskies. Second and 9. Standard formation for Glenwood. Pitch play to Rosenmerkel. And Ray tripped up, stays on his feet.
Oh,
they say what? He touched his knee. Touched.
Why would they whistle that dead? He was still on his feet.
Yeah. That was a quick whistle.
No gain on the play. Going to bring a third and 9 for the Demons. Actually lost
a yard there. As you're saying, his knee touched.
The 35-yard line.
I I guess we can't really see from this angle. We couldn't see through the players, but it looked like he just put his hand down.
Yeah.
And was still running through that. But.
So third down and 10. Sandoval under center. Fakes the handoff. Wants to throw his little swing pass to Nieslanek. Stiff arms a man. Gets across the 30. Ball is dropped. Recovered by Glenwood. He might have been down. Well short of the first down. Marcus Aragon. There to pick up the loose ball. It's Marcus Aragon that's hurt. Oh,
there's also a
me?
Battle Mountain kid hurt, too. Number 58.
Oh, Marcus clutching his helmet, holding his right leg. Is it left leg? I can't tell. He's getting up on his own.
I think it's his left ankle, maybe. Yep.
Appears to be okay.
He says, I'm okay. He's got to come out. Yeah, he's heading back to the huddle, but the ref says, no.
Yeah.
We stopped the play. You got to go out.
So fourth down.
For the DN's ball spot at just shy of the 32-yard line.
Fourth down and 4 yards to go for Glenwood. Ball at the 33-yard line of the Huskies. Demons obviously going for it. Double wing, double tight. Nieslanek in motion. And Battle Mountain jumped.
They jumped.
Yeah, they went for it. And Joaquin said, aha, it worked. Did the old hard count. You don't have to bob your head at all. Just give it, it's vocal. You get them to jump.
Well, and that's the seventh penalty on Battle Mountain for 55 yards. So penalties have been a little bit of a problem for them.
Yeah. First and 10, Demons. Pitch to Nieslanek. Now takes it up the middle. Now cuts it out the right side. Slips and falls as he gets across the 20 down to the 18.
That must be a slick spot right there. That's where Sandoval went down earlier in the game.
You know, remember Joaquin's run last week against Palisade where he took it up the right sideline here?
Uh-huh.
And I called a touchdown. They said, no, he stepped out of bounds. I saw the replay. He did not step out.
Oh, jeez.
But, oh, well.
Yeah.
And his dad confirmed it. Of course, dad would.
Of course, yeah. Dad watches every.
Double wing, double tight. Pitch to Ray Rosenberkel. Takes it up the middle. Battles his way forward. Gets hit. Stood up. Got to the 15-yard line. It'll bring up third down and short. 35-6 Glenwood. 2:35 to go in the third quarter. And Battle Mountain player slow to get up.
And like I said earlier, we had Markovich over here and engaged in some extracurricular activity back here in the backfield.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the kids can just settle down and let's just play football.
TJ Nixon coming off for Battle Mountain, 6'2", 200-pound senior. He's a little shaken up. Third down and 2 for the Demons. Rosenberkel in motion. Keeper by Sandoval. He's got the first down.
Sandoval
carries up to the 12-yard line. First and 10 Demons.
It's kind of hard not to go forward when you got Mason Markovich plowing into your back and pushing.
And remember, he's just a freshman.
He's a freshman, I know.
So he's going to, he's probably 2 1/4. He's going to put on some muscle in the offseason.
He's going to grow 4 inches in the next 2 years.
Jeez. Well, Mom and Dad, you got to load up the freezer, stock up, go kill an animal. Feed that boy. Rosenberkel in motion, rolling to his right to throw a Sandoval. He's going to keep it. Puts on a move to the 10,
nice
to the 5.
Move.
Spin move. Yes. Wow. Upended. Does a flip. Is he in the end zone? No. Wow.
He does a helicopter spin move and ends up at, what, the 1 yard line?
A la John Elway from the Super Bowl. Have mercy. Keith Sandoval, fearless, putting on some great moves, and jumped in the air, tried to hurdle a player, and then got flipped head over heels and got down to the 2.
It's almost like a dive play or something. He went in the air, and then it wasn't like he helicoptered horizontally, but he got spun around.
Ball at the 1, shotgun formation. Markovich to the right of Sandoval, takes the shotgun snap, wants to throw. It is picked off. He threw it right to a Battle Mountain player. Oh, my goodness. Aaron Galaire. 6'5", 220. He said, thank you. Threw it right to him. Boy, you know, you get fit, run, and then you try to get tricky.
I was going to say, I got a question in the call there. No offense to, you know, Coach Ingram, but that was a little bit of a Seattle Seahawks. You got, you're on the one. What are you doing throwing the ball? It was first and goal from the one.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Yep.
I mean, threw it right to 58.
Yeah.
And just took it for a touchback, so. Huskies get it. Net gift on their own 20. Minute 47 to go. Could have been 42-6. Throw over the middle. Incomplete.
Pass ball is incomplete.
They do a little play action fake pass intended for Keller Woodworth. Falls to the turf. Makes it second and 10. College football tomorrow. The CSU Rams take on the Wyoming Cowboys in the Border War from Laramie. That's a 1:30 kickoff. Here on KMTS, the Buffs have homecoming, taking on the Oregon State Beavers at Folsom tomorrow at 5. Then Sunday, the Broncos sans Von Miller. It's the big news this week, taking on the Dallas Cowboys at Jerry's house.
Yep, Von's a Ram now.
Second and 10, Morales from the shotgun, hands off to number 3, Tanner Roberts. And
Roberts
up the middle, didn't get much. It'll bring up third and long.
So they just gave him one, it looks like.
Yep. And the guy puts the yard marker down, and he goes to get a cup of coffee. Power eye. Morales back to throw. Pressure comes. Sidearms it complete to Roberts, and Roberts is knocked out of bounds. Short of the first down marker.
Driven out of bounds by number 52,
Huttenhauer. Drove him out of bounds.
About the 29.
Third and one for the Huskies.
It's going to bring a fourth down and a yard for the Huskies. Minute 10 left in the third, 35-6, Glenwood. Morales in the power eye under center. Hands it off to Roberts. No, that's number 22, Kai Ogawi. Spins forward, has the first down for Battle Mountain. Across the 30 to the 31.
Picked up 2 yards on the play out to the,
so just kind of looking ahead to winter sports season. Basketball will be coming up. The Demon Invitational's sometime mid-December. It's always a fun tournament. Shotgun formation. Morales takes a snap. Throws incomplete, intended for Tanner Roberts, and that throw short. Skipped on the turf, and Roberts not happy.
Well, Roberts was pretty open. I mean, if he would have you know, got that ball in a catchable position, he could turn up and gain another 7 to 10 yards. Just a little frustrated there.
Huskies break from the huddle. Kesenick is wide left for the Huskies. Got a clean uniform, hasn't seen much action. Morales back to throw. Throws over the middle, incomplete. Intended for Roberts, defending him.
Who else?
Mike Bieslanek.
Yep.
Right on him. If Blake plays basketball, boy, wait till you see this kid rebound.
Yeah.
He is a beast. And he's not... Yeah, he's 6'1", maybe, but since his sophomore year, he's just amazing cleaning the glass.
Just high energy after every one of them.
He goes against guys, you know, 6'5", 6'6". And
kind of a Dennis Rodman almost.
Yeah, yep. Fearless. Third down and 10 for the Huskies. 50 seconds left. Power eye. Morales pitch play, left side, sweep. Here comes Ogawa looking for room. He scoots across the 35. They'll mark him down at the 35. That'll bring up fourth down and about 5 yards to go. Yep.
4 yards pickup on the play.
Make it a 4 yard gain, fourth and six. 30 seconds left.
Gotta wonder if you're gonna see like a play action pass out of this.
Yeah. Morales in the shotgun. Two receivers right. Back to throw. Pump fake twice and passes overthrown, intended for Woodworth. And the Demons take over on downs on at the Husky 35-yard line. 6 seconds left in the third, 35-6 Demons. I'm still scratching my head over that first and goal from the one and throwing it.
I think as a coach sometimes you think, oh, they're going to expect me to run, so let's do the unexpected.
Yeah.
But sometimes we expect you to run because that's what you should do.
Double wing, double tight. Pitch play to Rosenmerkel. Takes it over left tackle. Has blockers. Takes it to the outside. Rosenmerkel, he is going to run to the end zone. Tripped up. He makes it. Did he make it?
He's in. He's got to be in.
No signal yet. No, his knee touched at the one.
A
34-yard run for Ray Rosenmerkel. And whoever's flying the drone is going, let's take another look at that from the sky cam.
Oh, see, this is another one of those. They're putting the ball down like inches away. Oh, they're going to move it over to the other one, but where that ref was standing, he had to have been half of it.
That's the end of the third. 35-6 Glenwood. This is KMTS. We start the fourth quarter. The handoff to Marcus Aragon on a first and goal, and he is in the end zone. It is touchdown, Glenwood.
There's a flag on the play, so it's going to be interesting what that flag is.
I didn't see an official signal.
Yeah, I haven't seen him signal anything yet. They're talking about it.
Marcus coming off celebrating like he scored, but
he's talking to the Glenwood coach. So it must have been against Battle Mountain. Yeah,
it is a penalty against Battle Mountain.
Is that a personal foul?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's showing personal foul. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of it getting a little chippier.
Yep.
And so they're going to probably enforce that on the
Marcus
kickoff.
Aragon, touchdown, Glenwood. Rosenmerkel on for the extra point. He's been perfect so far. Sandoval, the holder. Snap is a little high. Placement down. The kick is up, and it is good. With 11:56 good to go in the ball game, it is Glenwood 42. Battle Mountain 6. This is KMTS. Well, Marcus Aragon, he deserved a you betcha, but there was a delayed call there. But Marcus punches it in from a yard out, gives the Glenwood Demons a 42-6 lead after the extra point from Ray Rosenmerkel. And the personal foul assessed on the kickoff against Battle Mountain. Boy, they really falling apart.
Yeah.
Battle Mountain opened up with an opening drive. They scored. 12 plays, 74 yards. Punch it in, missed the extra point. It was blocked. And Glenwood has scored 42 unanswered since then. That last drive, if you want to call it that, 2 plays, 35 yards. How many seconds?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Ah.
6 seconds left in the third quarter, and they only used 4 in the fourth.
Jeez. 42-6 Demons.
Now they're kicking off from Battle Mountain's 45 with that 15-yard penalty.
And Ray's going to measure off his steps.
You'd think that he's going to probably do another worm burner or something from here.
I would,
They don't want to kick it deep. They don't really want to give it to him on the 20.
Ray gets the signal. Here we go. He's going to kick it deep.
Oh, okay.
This time he goes to the back of the end zone.
Kind of just negates the penalty yardage. It's like, all right, whatever. Just when I think I know what I'm talking about, coach proves me wrong. All right.
Yep. 42-6 Demons, 11:56 to go in the game.
Maybe at this point he doesn't want to, you don't want to be driving up the score when you this kind of lead. Maybe he doesn't want didn't want another opportunity for another turnover, I guess. Just kick it deep. Let your defense get some playing time in here. Well, they're gonna have to call a timeout. They're gonna get a delay of game here.
Yeah, Battle Mountains.
Yep.
A little befuddled here.
Yeah, they were nowhere ready.
Timeout. 11:56 to go in the game. 42-6 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Demons lead the Huskies 42-6. 11:56 to go in the ballgame here in the regular season finale. Demons well on their way to wrapping up this season at a 5-5 record. And doing it in impressive fashion. Shotgun formation. Morales claps, takes the snap. Hands it off right side. Couple of tackles broken there. Big hit as number 33, Gant Sanders, got drilled. And a flag is thrown well after the play. Almost, I wonder if it's helmet to helmet. Penalties called against Glenwood.
That's an unsportsmanlike. I'm wondering if after that big hit, whether it was McMillan or whatever, somebody was John, getting a little too excited and a little too talkative.
That gives Battle Mountain the ball at their own 39-yard line. Who's flying this drone is having a good time. Shotgun formation. Trips in a bunch formation to the left. Morales throws. Quick pass to Tanner Roberts. All alone in the flats there. Eludes one man up the sideline. Picks up the first down. And they're going to mark him right at the... They're going to mark him at the 49 of Glenwood. Nice run after the catch.
First and 10 Huskies from the 49.
They call it a yak. Yards after catch.
Sorry, I can't hear that without thinking. I went to Jack in the Box one time, and the lady in the drive-thru, she couldn't say her J's. She said, would you like a Yumbo Yak?
Yumbo
Yak. A what?
First and 10 Huskies. Shotgun. Oh, Morales slips after he hands it off over a left tackle. And carry the ball. That was number 6, Tegan Weens.
Number 6, Weens, the ball carrier. Pick up at maybe 2 yards on the play, 47-yard line. Second and 8 for the
they
Huskies.
Do spread the ball around in their running game. That's for sure.
Wayne's first time we called his name.
Yep.
He's a 6 foot, 155 pound senior. Second down and 8. Rolling to his right as Morales throws, and that's complete. Nice catch made by Tanner Roberts.
Pass complete to number 4.
That one pretty low. He had to go down to his knees and
it almost
cradle
like
it.
Almost looked like he trapped it a little bit, but without the benefit of instant replay, we can't go back and prove it one way or the other.
9-yard completion there for a first or a third down and 1 for Battle Mountain. Morales in the shotgun, low snap, pressure comes. He eludes the man, rolls to his left, looking downfield. He's going to run it, and Morales hits. And Bontani fumbles the ball. Battle Mountain recovered for positive yards. Oh, and Glenwood player shaken up. He's on his feet. That's Teddy Huttenauer. He's all right.
First and 10 Huskies on the 27-yard line.
13-yard scramble for him. Well, maybe a 10-yard scramble, and then the fumble added about 3 yards to it.
So it takes the ball up to the Glenwood 25, 26. 27.
Yeah. Back in that power eye again. Oh,
and
he lost the ball.
Fumbled by Morales. And he recovers and has a fall on it and loses a couple of yards.
Yeah, I think he just tried to leave a little early. I think he was trying to get to that handoff. He left a little early and didn't get the quarterback or the center quarterback exchange.
9:35 to go in the game. 42-6 Glenwood. Summit leading Steamboat 48-14. Palisade over Eagle Valley 27-12. And Evergreen leading Conifer 24-19. Now that's the final, 24-19. So hoping for a Conifer upset, but nothing doing. But Conifer gave him a game, 24-19.
Yeah.
Close one. Shotgun formation. Morales takes the snap. Here comes pressure right away. Throw is incomplete.
Yep, he got a hand on it. I think that was...
Sorry, McKinney. Yeah, no, coming at rushing in was...
It looks like Ray.
It was Ray.
Yeah.
Ray sprinting in there for all he was worth and bearing down, hoping to get to drill the quarterback, and just got a fingertip on it.
I think they were trying to set up some kind of screen over
That's
here.
What it looked like.
Because it looked like, I mean, they were kind of letting him go, but he just, Morales just wasn't able to get around Rosenmerkel's hand.
I dare say this is probably the most pass attempts for Battle Mountain all season.
Yeah, 17 pass attempts.
Yeah. Power eye formation. Morales. Play action fake. Back to throw. Pressure comes. Wobbly pass. It is caught at the five by Tanner. No, not Tanner Roberts. That is Keller Woodworth. As he was sitting on his butt when he caught that ball. First and goal, Battle Mountain.
First and goal to goal for the Huskies. Ball spotted on the five.
Husky fans, something to cheer about for the first time since the first quarter.
That's Woodworth's second catch, both of them for 26 yards.
First and goal, Huskies. Power eye formation. Hand off to the tailback, who fights his way forward in the end zone for the touchdown. Nick Layton, talk about distributing the ball. Nick Layton, number 32, with the touchdown for Battle Mountain. The 8:37 mark. From 5 yards out. 42-12, Glenwood. Battle Mountain. I think they're going to go for two here. Yep. Morales comes under center. No, he's in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Fakes the handoff, throws. It is caught for the two-point conversion to Tanner Roberts.
Two-point conversion.
That's a pretty good pass from Morales to Roberts. So with 8:37 to go in the ball game, it's Glenwood 42, Battle Mountain 14. This is KMTS.
Two-point conversion.
Back to Stubler Memorial Field. 8:37 to go in the ball game. Glenwood leading Battle Mountain 42-14. The Huskies with a nine-play, 80-yard drive. 3 minutes, 19 seconds. Nick Layton with a touchdown run of 5 yards. The two-point conversion was good. From Morales to Tanner Roberts. Wouldn't be surprised to see the Huskies attempt an onside kick.
Yeah, neither would Coach.
talk about the hands team. Evan Heil, you got Joaquin Sandoval, Rosenmerkel. Yeah. It is an onside kick, takes a tricky hop, and Glenwood recovers.
Onside kick attempt.
Tell you what, that was well played by both, by Nieslanek there. He wasn't going to get it, so he kind of lead blocked and let
Ethan Fergan.
Let Fergan get it instead. It's a good job. So starting at the 47?
Yep.
I think at this point you just got to run the ball and run this clock out.
Double wing, double tight. Pitch play to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel, look at him go. 45, 40, has a block. Still on his feet, up the left sideline, spun out of bounds. Stays on his feet as he gets to about the 25-yard line. Ray Rosenmerkel, that's got to put him over 100 yards.
29-yard.
Oh, yeah.
On that play.
That's 28 yards.
First and 10, Glenwood from the 25.
Ray Ray having a night on senior nights. We'll try and work my way down the field to talk to Ray and Blake Nieslanek, maybe Coach Engel.
Yep, that puts Rosenmerkel at 115 yards on the ground.
8:24 to go, 42-14 Demons. Ball to 25 of Battle Mountain. Nieslanek in motion, hand off to Aragon. Look at him just picking and choosing his holes. Aragon still on his feet, fighting his way forward. Takes two tacklers with him and close to a first down. Marcus Aragon. We're just getting a glimpse of next year's team.
So imagine Markovich and Aragon sharing the backfield.
Oh, mercy. It's a gain of 9 for Marcus. Second down and 1. Ball at the 16-yard line. Kane Sandoval comes in with a play.
Yeah, so the running game's really popping for Glenwood. We got two over 100 yards, and Aragon's over 50 now.
That's production. Double wing, double tight from the 16. Pitch to Nieslanik. Sandoval leading the blocking. Nieslanik goes outside, cuts it inside, and gets down to about the 6-yard line.
Inside the 10-yard line.
First and goal, Demons. Pickup of 10. And they run the clock. 7:15 left in the game. 42-14, Glenwood.
Coach taking his time, you know, calling the play, letting the play clock run down.
First and goal from the 6. Conventional formation for Glenwood. Nieslanik in motion. Back to throw is Sandoval. Looking for Nieslanik. He's incomplete. Just beyond his outstretched right hand. He was wide open. Just ran that little wheel route from his left wing position.
Honestly, I think if the defender hadn't been in front of Blake, I think he would have gone up and gotten that. Because I think he could have jumped that high. I think he just couldn't time his jump because he was trying to look through that defender. Mm.
So second and goal. Is the ball the 6 or the 7?
Looks like the 7.
You're right. Double wing, double tight. Rosenmerkel in motion. Hand off to Aragon. Aragon cuts it in. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. You betcha. I owed Marcus in a you betcha there. Marcus Aragon was a nifty running. Going inside, then great lateral move to the outside. Takes it in from 7 yards out.
Boy, it's good to see Aragon get some of those paydays.
Indeed.
You know, all that work that he does and all that tough running, hard running, it's nice to see him get a couple of scores in this game.
And Rosenberg on for the extra point. He's been perfect. Good snap placement. Kick is up. Yes, sir. Right. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Wide right.
I guess I said wide right.
Yeah.
That did not look like it was wide right.
I jinxed him, I guess. It's like, oh, you're throwing a no-hitter. Oh, boy. There's the first hit. 48-14, Glenwood. 6:34 to go in the game. This is KMTS. Back to Stuber Memorial Field. 48-14, Glenwood. 6:34 to go in the game. A 53-yard drive by the Demons, capped off by Marcus Aragon, his second touchdown of the night.
Yep, five plays right at 2 minutes. Basically all running. They did throw. They had one pass in there, but it was incomplete.
Summit leading Steamboat by the same score, 48-14. Glenwood recovered that onside kick by Battle Mountain. Just march it right down the field. Rosenmerkel. This extra point was just a little wide right. Here's the kick from Ray. Tops it. Picked up by Miles McKenzie, who learned his lesson. Says, I'm just going to fall on it and cradle it. Number 99. That was my number at USC. Many, many years ago.
Yeah, I always since I was a fullback, I always got a running back number. You know, I was primarily a defensive end. I played with number 36. Yeah. I'll have to tell you about my curse here.
Shotgun formation, Morales to throw. Quick pass, complete to Tanner Roberts, and he is brought down. No, just slung out of bounds. He didn't go. It was Kai Ogawa. Refusing to go down. I mean, Tanner Roberts, and it was William Marshall credited for the tackle, or just getting him out of bounds. Gain of 6, second down and 4 for Battle Mountain. Luke Horton is wide left. Bunch formation to the right. Shotgun. Back to throw is
screen.
Screen pass. is caught by Tegan Weens, and Weens is drilled immediately by Sam Spence.
Yeah, Spence just sniffed that out, saw where it was going, and just hit him as soon as he caught that ball.
Spence for hire. Just drilled him. And like a good detective, he sniffed that one out. 48-14 Demons, under 6 minutes to go in the game. Second and eight. Got a late addition there for Battle Mountain, getting his chin strap on. It's a
trick play.
It's going to be intercepted. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Pass is picked off by William Marshall, and a flag is thrown.
So, yeah, they tried to do the halfback pass, you know, and that ball just came out. It looked like he either got hit. What was that signal?
Pass interference? What in the world?
How do you...
Huh.
Okay, yeah, maybe they say that that 22 shoved him in order to get into the position.
Yeah.
Maybe they're thinking Marshall gave him a push. But that was such a wobbly pass. It was almost like a...
It wasn't even a wounded duck. That duck was dead before it left his hand. So, Battle Mountain ball at the 49 of Glenwood. For Marshall, no pick for you. Power eye formation. Morales turns hands off to number 23. Keller Woodworth, and Woodworth upended. Nice tackle there by Fergan. After a big gain for Woodworth up to the 40-yard line.
So, yeah, I was convinced I was cursed because every time I would get a Packers jersey, that player, whatever jersey I got, would get traded to another team. So I got an Eddie Lacy jersey, and the next season they traded him to Seattle. Then got a Jordy Nelson jersey. Then he was a Raider. I finally told my wife, I said, get me one that says 36 and Harris. They can't trade me.
Second down and one for the Huskies. Shotgun formation. Morales rolls to his left. Pump fake. He's going to run it. He's got the first down. It'll run out of bounds to stop the pocket. 4:29 to go. Carries up to the 35 of Glenwood. 48-14 Demons lead. They will finish the season at 5-5. And 2-3 in league play. Battle Mountain will end the year at 3-7 and 2-3. Power eye formation again. Morales, quick pitch to the deep man, number 22, Kai Ogawa. And Ogawa
goes nowhere. Yep. Lost a yard.
He did lose a yard down to the 36.
Yeah, part of the problem with that play was that pitch was kind of behind him. Ogawa had to slow down, almost stop to get the pitch, and then just wasn't able to get his momentum back up.
4 minutes left in the game. Shotgun formation. Three receivers in a bunch formation to the left. Morales back to throw. Pressure comes, and down he goes.
Yep. Lost another two.
Ray Rosenmerkel brought the pressure. Finishing him off was... Sawyer McKinney and William Roark was in there as well. Loss of four on the play. Third down and 14. Ray likes playing defense.
Yeah, he's getting fired up.
Yeah. Shotgun formation. Handoff right side. Oh. It's run by Wyatt Horn, and Horn up the right sideline. He's tackled out of bounds. That should be a flag. Boy, that was a very late tackle. He was well out of bounds. In fact, almost to the track.
Finally driven out of bounds by the Demons. Husky ball.
No flag. It's first and 10 Huskies. First and nice 10 run by Wyatt Horn.
Get down to what? Is it the 15?
Yep, 15-yard line. On a third and 14. And receiver that, wide left.
You said that was Wyatt Horn?
Yeah, 29. They fake the horn. Pitch to on a reverse to Tanner Roberts, and a nice tackle made.
Roberts.
Stop Roberts, made by Axel Contreras. 48-14, Demons lead. 2:50 to go in the ball game.
Second and 10. Husky,
you know, Battle Mountain is—they spread it out to so many players. I have 9 slots on my running back stat sheet,
yeah,
and I've filled all 9 of them.
Clock continues to run. Second and 10. There was no gain on that play. Shotgun formation. Morales takes the snap. And we got movement. No, that was Tanner Roberts on a Wildcat direct snap.
Procedure
against Battle Mountain. A procedure call could have been called many times against the. I see so many different players, more than one player moving.
Well, it seems like it's, when he's clapping for that snap, the guys, I think their team is moving on the clap, not necessarily on the snap.
Yeah.
The snap comes after the clap, but the guys start moving already. So that's a 75th penalty yard against Battle Mountain.
Second down and 15 after that penalty. 2 minutes to go in the game. 48-14 Demons. Power eye. Morales under center. Hands it off to number 10, Orlando Castillo, who scored the first touchdown of the game for the Huskies, but goes nowhere that time. Brings up, in fact, he lost
a
couple
yards?
Of yards. Yeah.
Lost two on the play.
Back to the 22. Third down and 16.
We can always trust in the student section to state the obvious. It's 48-14, and they start the "I believe that we will win" chant. Yeah, I believe you will too.
Minute 20 left. Shotgun, third and 16. Morales takes the snap. Back to throw, no pressure. Sets up, going for the end zone. And it is incomplete.
He caught it. Well, I think he caught
it.
He's out.
He's out of
bounds.
Of the end zone.
Yep. And now he's arguing. Dude, you can't argue. Yeah, he's trying to convince the ref he was wrong.
Yes, P.J. Kesenick saying, "I was in bounds."
Sorry. Down. It's right here. Check the tape.
Like you said, at least one. He was in the back of the end zone. We came down with it. So fourth and 16, and Battle Mountain calls timeout with a minute 7 to go. 48-14, Demons lead. This is KMTS. A minute 7 left in the ball game. 48-14 Demons. An impressive win for the Glenwood Demons on senior night. Fourth and 16. The Huskies called a timeout. They want to take one more shot at the end zone. If they don't convert here, Demons can just take a knee. And Battle Mountain can indeed warm up the bus. Power eye formation. Morales pitches to Tanner Roberts. Roberts looking to throw. Oh, he's incomplete. No one there. Not a Battle Mountain receiver within 20 yards.
There wasn't even a receiver on that side of the field. I think he was just blindly hucking it.
And the Demons can get in the victory formation. And 59 seconds to go. So that's what they drew up after that timeout? Okay.
Yep, victory formation.
Well, an impressive night. Nice way to cap off this up and down season. Sandoval under center. Liberty Titans are splits. And that'll do it.
That's the ball game, folks. Glenwood,
final score, Glenwood 48. 14. Battle Mountain 14. And I'll make my way down the field, see if we can talk to a couple players, put a bow on this season. 48-14 Demons over the Huskies. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Stuebler Memorial Field, where the Glenwood Demons got to sing the fight song as they cap off this 2021 fall season with a 48-14 win over the Battle Mountain Huskies. Huskies got the ball first, and their opening drive took a 12 plays, 74 yards. And at the 6:30 mark, punched it in. Orlando Castillo with a 7-yard run. The PAT was blocked. 6-0 Battle Mountain. And then Glenwood went on to score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. 7 touchdowns. Just a remarkable run for the Demons as they just turned on the Jets offensively, defensively. They shut down Battle Mountain. Glenwood scored at the 9:47 mark. Ray Rosenmerkel, first of three touchdowns on the night. A 12-yard run. His PAT was good, 7-6. And then Blake Nieslanek in the second quarter, a minute 50 to go, caught a pass from 33 yards out. Beautiful pass from Joaquin Sandoval. Caught it and took it in the end zone. 14-6 at that point. Sandoval on a touchdown run from a yard out with 20 seconds left in the first half. Made it 21-6. That was the score at halftime. And Coach Pat Engel has had the boys out in the south end zone talking to his players one last time. The way some of the other scores were shaping up around 3A didn't sound like Glenwood was going to have a shot at the postseason. But now some of the seniors posing for pictures, 13 seniors being honored tonight before the game. Getting back to the scoring third quarter, Glenwood, a pass play from Joaquin Sandoval to Blake Nieslanek, who caught it around the 30 and then broke several tackles, spun out of tackles, stiff-armed the last would-be tackler around the 10-yard line and just refused to go down, took it 66 yards for the score, 28-6. A great pass from Sandoval. About a minute later, Ray Rosenmerkel, a 9-yard touchdown run, made it 35-9. Marcus Aragon with a touchdown run of 1 yard, made it 42-6. Battle Mountain finally scored in the fourth quarter. 9-play, 80-yard drive. Layton with a run of 5 yards, made it 42-14. And then Glenwood capped off the scoring as Marcus Aragon, his second touchdown of the night from 7 yards out, 48-14. Extra point was wide right. Can you still hear me? Okay. All right, see if we can catch up with a couple of players. Let's talk to Marcus. Marcus, big night for you. We're just so impressed the way you run the ball at the fullback position. What is it about? What are you seeing when you get the ball? Because you're right behind Joaquin.
You know, I don't think. I just make sure I either hit somebody or make a touchdown, you know, as far as I can go.
Well, you got 2 touchdowns tonight and had a great overall night for the team as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How'd the line looked like the blocking was great?
Oh, insane tonight. Like, best line I've had all season.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Congratulations, Marcus Aragon. Who else we got here? Let's find 48-14, our final score. And now some of the kids posing for pictures. Well, real quick, while I run down some players, Keith, go over some numbers real quick and then send it back to me.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Glenwood did a great job on the ground this game. We had 332 yards total on the ground, 137 of that from Nieslanek. Rosenmerkel also got over 100 yards, 115 yards on the ground. And then Aragon, Marcus Aragon, who we just spoke to, had 60 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. And then, of course, Sandoval does his normal, you know, his normal short stuff and scrambles. He got 15 yards and a touchdown. Sandoval also had 112 yards in the air, three touchdowns, one pick, two of those to Blakeney Slanik, who had 99 yards in the air, so he ended up with 236 yards overall. And then Ray Ray also got a 12-yard score there as well. For Battle Mountain, they only had about 142 yards on the ground.
Well, Keith, real quick, I've got Coach Pat Engel.
Okay, go ahead.
You got me okay? Okay. 48-14, the final score, Coach. Congratulations on a great overall team performance. They really put it all together tonight.
I think you said overall team performance. I think this is the first time we've had everybody. And, you know, this has just been building. You know, it's unfortunate if we're done because I think we're kind of hitting our stride. You know, offense is clicking. It's kind of hard to stop two running backs. It's hard to stop a quarterback. You know, we can kind of do it all now.
I just talked to Marcus, and he had himself a heck of a night. It's going to be fun to see him come back next year as your fullback.
Yeah, you know, he's a very athletic young man, strong, dedicated in the weight room, and, you know, I'm not quite sure he'll play fullback next year. I think he might play either where 18 or 15 played, but he's going to do great things.
Well, he's certainly got the speed for a wingback and great moves, great vision. And he said the line tonight was terrific.
Yeah, the line got off the ball hard. You know, I mean these kids just did what we've been teaching. You know, they just kept faith in each other, and I guess faith in all of us too.
Yeah. So what? If this is the last game, what does the off season look like?
You know, if it is the last game, first thing I would say is that the kids are going to walk off this field with their heads held high. Off season will start. You know, they need some time. I mean, some of these kids have been going for almost 6 months straight now. So we'll probably lay low until after Christmas. Once we come back from break, we'll start lifting weights again. Yeah, that's the big thing.
All right, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, let's talk to Blake, big man. I'll tell you what, you know, Keith and I talked about what if, but I know you can't look back. You can look back with regrets. You came back strong, and what a way to cap off a marvelous career.
Yes, sir. It was very fun. These last 4 years will definitely be some of the best 4 years of my life for sure. I know it.
Bittersweet, of course. As a team, I know you had higher expectations, but talk about the way the team came together tonight, and you finish on a really high note.
You know, we all wanted to come out here and win for sure, but we also wanted to have fun and we wanted to enjoy it. And that's exactly what we did tonight. We played together. We were at the full strength for the full time on season 9, and I think it showed.
I know you had well over 100 yards tonight. And Ray, you know, when you talk about full strength, when you and Ray are at the wingback and Marcus running the way he did at fullback, as Coach said, it's too bad. If the season ends tonight, it's too bad because you're just hitting your stride as a team.
Exactly. You know, Ray's crazy. He's got all the footwork, all the speed. Mark's is super, super strong, so if we need 4 or 5 yards, we give the ball to Mark, and I do whatever I can do when I get the ball and I get the opportunity. So, yeah, we're a good team.
Well, Marcus is one of a number of talented juniors coming back next year, so you certainly leave your mark on this program, and I think you've inspired some of the younger players to come back and get strong for next year.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think this year we really expected to have a really good year and do some really good things, and it didn't work out how we wanted to. So I think next year they're definitely going to bounce back and do whatever they can to make the playoffs.
So, Blake, if this is indeed the last game, you going to play some hoops?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I want to let my knee rest up a little bit and see how my body feels, and then we'll go from there.
I know you use some of your rebounding skills to play when you're playing the secondary, and it was good to see that.
Yes, sir. That was one of my favorite plays all season for sure. I like that one.
Blake, congratulations, and thanks again for all the great memories.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming to all of our games and announcing. I like it a lot.
You bet. Blake Nieslatic, just an outstanding young man, and as his coach, Pat Engel, said during the pregame, the best football player he's coached in his 30 years of coaching. So, you know, I think we're going to let the players just kind of celebrate, hang out with their parents, and enjoy the night, and enjoy the sweet taste of victory. 48-14 of the Battle Mountain Huskies. We'll be back after this, and wrap things up from Subaru Memorial Field, this is KMTS. Welcome back to Stubler Memorial Field as we wrap things up for tonight's game and for the, not just the season, but for the year 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we see this is a great way to end the season if it's going to be the end. Now, we talked about how there was an outside chance, you know, they were going to need some help. But I don't know that they got enough help. So, quite frankly, I'm pretty sure this is going to be the end for the Glenwood Demons.
But Blake Nieslanek giving us a little bit of a hint that he might not play basketball. I know Coach Heisel will certainly want to strong arm him and say, come on, I need a rebounder. But he's going to give that knee some rest, and well-deserved. I'm glad he was able to come back for the last couple of games and really make a difference. So Glenwood wins it, 48-14. What did Blake, I didn't hear.
He had 137 yards on the ground plus 99 in the air. So he had 236 overall yards.
Wow.
And then Rosen Merkel had 115. And then Aragon, you were talking to Marcus, he had 60 on the ground with two touchdowns. And so when you were right. When the three of those get running or get going, and that was the problem the whole time Nieslanek was out, everybody was keying off of Rosen Merkel because, you know, McMillan was trying to help, but he even had a knee injury there in the Harrison game as well. And they were a little bit of a one-dimensional running team. If you take out 18, you kind of take out the Demons. So, you know, having that 1-2 punch is going to be very key moving forward, which makes me wonder, you know, Coach was talking about Aragon probably not going to be a fullback next year. He'll probably be running back. You see Markovic probably going to play at the fullback position. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to step up to be that kind of that third, that other wing back.
And another thing that, you know, Markovic, one of many freshmen, talented freshmen, Coach Engel said he had 30
on the freshman team this year,
which is tremendous.
Oh yeah, that's gonna spell great things. Probably a handful of those are gonna play varsity next year.
Yeah,
most of them play in JV, and then 2 years from now, if they continue to develop and play well together, that's gonna be very exciting in a couple of years from now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, again, recognizing the 13 seniors. If indeed this is the last game, Evan Heil, Rainier Forback, Ethan Fergan, Blake Nieslanek, Sawyer McKinney, Ray Rosenmerkel, William Marshall, Sam Spence, Stefan Robluski, Alex Contreras, Teddy Huttenhauer, and William Roark. Best of luck to those seniors as they move on to bigger and better things, and hopefully we'll see some of them in some of the winter sports. Well, that's going to do it for tonight and for the football season, more than likely. Want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Big Horn Toyota, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, Microplastics, Glenwood Springs and Rifle, and Bank of Colorado. Again, college football tomorrow, CSU and Wyoming in the Border War from Laramie. That's a 11:30 kickoff on KMTS, 11:30 pregame, 1:30 kickoff, and then the CU Buffs, they have homecoming against Oregon State tomorrow at Folsom at 5. Then Sunday, the Broncos take on the Cowboys in Arlington. That's an 11 o'clock game on Sunday. All right, that'll do it. Keith, it's been fun. We'll take a little time off and get ready for basketball season coming up in I know the Demon Invitational is coming up in mid-December, and I've got a wedding to attend in California. So a lot coming up in the month of November and December. So until then, we will say adieu. Again, our final score from Stuber Memorial Field, Glenwood 48, Battle Mountain 14. Demons finished the season at 5-5, 2-3 in league play. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. And as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.